ജയം വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹർഷിയുടെ പ്രഭുപാദനിക്ക് ജയം. തിരിലാ പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിപ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തര ശതശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തി സിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹർഷിയുടെ പ്രഭുപാദനിക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ ജഗന്നാഥപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദക്ക് ഗോ പ്രേമനന്ദി. ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലിഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലിഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലിഡ് ഡിവോട്ടീസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ്, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരുവൻ ഗൗരാംഗ, ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ടു ശ്രീ പ്രഭുപാദ. നമോ വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവി ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണീ. ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ, ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ, ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ. സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗ്രഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാ. ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷ കൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി ശ്രീകൃതോസി മയാനാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ. മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ. ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യത പ്രഭോ. നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖ ശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം. ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ ദോന്മയാദിദരദസ് ചാത്തേഷ വിന്യസ്വരാ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മ ഹൃദായ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യത് സൂരയാ. തേജോ വായുമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷാ ധാന്നാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തഗുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി. ധർമ്മപ്രോജിത കൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാ വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം. ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ ീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യേത്രഗതി ശുശ്രൂഷണികൽപതരോഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപ്പത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം. യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുവേദമവേദകൃത്യം വൈവായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജുഹാവ പുത്രേദിതം മൈദയത്തരവോഭിരീതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിമാനദോസ്മി. യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപമതിർഷദാന്തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനുമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം. നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ. കമനീയ കിശോരമുദ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണുകണികാതൃദാനനേന്ദോഃ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭതാ മുരാരേ മധുരീം നക്തനികാമി കാമികാമി. നമോ വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ
श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशदारिणे श्रीमद् गुरुचरणारविन्दाभ्यां नम वंदे नंद प्रजस्त्रीणां पादरेणुमभीष्टशा व्यासं पुनादि भुवनत्रयं गोपीचरणारविन्द परमानवे नमः पीताम्बरं करविराजित चक्रशङ्खं कौमोदकी सरसिजं करुणासमुद्रं राधासहायमधिसुन्दर मन्दहासम् आदालयेश मनिषं प्रतिभावयामि ओमलं कूजयन् वेणुं श्यामलोयं कुमारः वेदवेद्यपरं ब्रह्म भासतां पुरतो मम मूलं करोति वाचालं अङ्गं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीकृष्णाय नमः श्रीमते राधिकाय नमः सर्वत्र गोविन्द नाम संकीर्तनम् गोविन्द गोविन्द ओम पार्थाय प्रतिबोधिताम् भगवताम् नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथिताम् पुराणमुनिनाम् मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीम् भगवतीम् अष्टादशाध्यायिनीम् अम्ब त्वामनुसन्धदामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणीम् नमोऽस्तु ते व्यास विशाल बुद्धे कुलारविन्दायलमत्र नेत्र येन त्वया भारत तैलपूर्ण प्रज्वालितो ज्ञानमय प्रदीपा प्रपन्न पारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकमानये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुहे नमः सर्वोपनिषदोगामो दुग्धा गोपाल नन्दन पार्थो वल्स सुधीर्भोक्ता दुग्धम् गीतामृतम् महत् वसुदेवसुतम् देवम् कंसचाणूरमर्दनम् देवकी परमानन्दम् कृष्णम् वन्दे जगद्गुरुम् भीष्मम् द्रोणतटा जयद्रथजला गान्धारनीलोल्बला शल्यग्राहवती कृपेण महती कर्णेन वेलाकुला अश्वत्थामा विकर्णघोरमगरा दुर्योधनावर्तिनी सुतीर्णखलुपाण्डवैरणनदी कैवर्तकेशवा पराशरिवजसरोजममलम् नीलार्थगन्धोल्कटम् नानाख्यानगकेसरम् हरिकथासम्बोधनाभोदितम् लोके सज्जनशल्पदैरहरः प्रदीयमानम् मुदा भूयाद्भारतमङ्गजकलिमलप्रध्वंसिनश्रेयसे मुखम् करोति वाचालम् अङ्गम् लङ्घयते गिरिम् यल्कृपातमहम् वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् यम् ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्ररुद्रमरुदस्त्वन्वन्दिनिव्यैस्तवैर्वेदैर्साङ्गपदैर्कृपौपनिषदैर्गायन्तियम् समगाः ध्यानामस्थितदद्यतेन मनसा पश्यन्तियम् योगिनो यस्यां तम् न विदुसुरासुरगणे देवाय तस्मै नमः
So, in the Shraddha Traya Vibhaga Yoga, the 17th chapter, Krishna has spoken in reference to Shraddha, isn't it? With reference to Shraddha, five important things he mentioned. Devada, Yajnam, Dhanam, Aharam, and what's that? Tapas, yes. So, Devata, the deity form you worship. Yajnam, which is related to karma. Krishna has taken that as the karma. How one conducts one's karma in this world, which has to be turned out to be, must turn out to be a yajnam. Karma must turn out to be a yajnam. So, Devata, yajnam. Then Krishna talked about aharam, importance of the prasadam, isn't it? Then Krishna mentions there about tapasya. That is what we were discussing so far in the last few classes, isn't it? So tapasya we have seen, Krishna spoke about tapasya in sattvikam, rajasam and tamasam. Under three modes, how the tapasya will develop. Under three modes, isn't it? Sattvikam, rajasam, tamasam. Again, that sattvika tapasya, how that will develop in in the shariyam, that means based on the body, kayam, vamayam and manasam. Based on the bodily level, based on the power of speech and also based on the mind. So, that sattvika tapasya, tapasya is austerities, isn't it? So the tapasya he has classified into three, sattvika, rajasa, tamasam. But only sattvika tapasya or austerities in the mode of goodness alone, he has expanded into three in the form of based on the body and then based on the power of speech, vachikam, and then based on the mind. In three different planes he has spoken. That's what we have seen so far, is it not? So, so Krishna closed that chapter saying that the Devan Dvija Guru Pratnya Pujanam Shaujam Arjavam, 14th verse. Brahmacharyam Ahimsacha Shariram Tapa Uchire. So Shaririya Tapasya, which we have seen based on the Devan Dvija Guru Pratnya Pujanam. Deva Dvija Guru Pratnya Pujanam. Then Shaujam Arjavam. And then Brahmacharya Ahimsa. All these are related to the body. Related to the body. Then in relationship which is more subtle than that, is that is what is mentioned as the tapasya in relationship with the power of speech. Vangmayam tava uchyade, he says. What are Anudvegagaram Vakyam Satyam Prehitam Chayat. The 15th verse. And if that is not possible, Krishna is saying, Swadhyaya Vyasanam Chaiva Vangmayam Tapa Uchyade. That we have discussed that also, is it not? And finally, Krishna mentions there, more subtle than the bodily level of bodily level of tapasya or power of speech, tapasya based on the power of speech, more subtle than that, Krishna is saying, is the austerities of the mind. And that is where he mentioned, Manaprasada Saumyatvam, Maunam Alpa Vinigraha, Bhava Samshuddhi Rityadal Tapa Manasamuchyade. So, Manasa Tapasya, Krishna is saying, ultimately the purpose is to bring that Bhava Samshuddhi. Remember, we talked about it yesterday, what that Bhava Samshuddhi means. So, these three kinds of austerities, tapasya, Krishna has spoken under the title of Sattvagunam. All in the Sattvagunam. These three things must happen. All under Sattvagunam. Now, after this, Krishna is going to talk about this tapasya in Rajogunam and Tamogunam. But when it comes to Rajogunam and Tamogunam, Krishna has not that spoken in the way he has spoken about the Sattvagunam. That you will notice now. From now on, there is only one. Krishna is saying, tapasin rajogunam, what is the symptom of that? Tapasin tamogunam, what is the symptom of that? And Krishna closed the chapter there. Because there is no point in talking about, in detail about rajogunam and tamogunam, because neither of them are conducive for spiritual life. Neither rajogunam nor tamogunam is conducive for spiritual life. So that is why, while coming to the next verse, you can look, you will see there, based on the Krishna is going to say this, that what he is saying is that in the next verse, let's have a look at that. Shraddhaya paraya taptam.
Shraddhaya paraya taptam.
തപസ്തത്രിവിധം നരൈഃ അഫലാകാംക്ഷിഭിർയുക്തൈഃ സാത്വികം പരിചക്ഷതേ ശ്രദ്ധയാ പരയാ തപ്തം തപസ്തത്രിവിധം നരൈഃ അഫലാകാംക്ഷിഭിർയുക്തൈഃ സാത്വികം പരിചക്ഷതേ.
സോ ഹിയർ കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് സെയിങ് വാട്ട് ഡസ് ശ്രദ്ധ മീൻസ്. ശ്രദ്ധയാ പരയാ തപ്തം തപസ്തത്രിവിധം നരേ. സോ ശ്രദ്ധയാ ഓർ ദാറ്റ് ശ്രദ്ധ വാട്ട് കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് റെഫറിംഗ് ടു ഇൻ ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ. ആസ്തിക്യ ബുദ്ധ്യാ പരയാ പ്രകൃഷ്ണയാ തപ്തം അനുഷ്ഠിതം ത്രിവിധം ത്രിപ്രകാരം അധിഷ്ഠാനം നരേ അനുഷ്ഠാതൃഭി അഫലാകാംക്ഷിഭി ഫലാകാംക്ഷരഹിതൈഹി യുക്തൈഹി സമാഹിതൈഹി യദ് ഈദൃശം തപഃ തത് സാത്വികം സത്വനിർവൃത്തം പരിചക്ഷതേ കഥയന്തി ശിഷ്ടാഃ. ലേണഡ് പീപ്പിൾ സേ ദാറ്റ് വാട്ട് കൃഷ്ണ ഈസ് സേയിങ് ശ്രദ്ധ ഹിയർ ഈസ് ദി ആബ്സലൂട്ട് ട്രൂത്ത് ഓഫ് ദി കൺട്രോൾ ഈശ്വര ആൻഡ് ഹീസ് തോട്ട്സ് what is manifested in the creation, his activities in this creation, knowledge of all these things is considered to be shraddha. Another understanding of the shraddha, shraddha also refers to acceptance of that Krishna's constant presence in this creation, directing every living entity in this world, and also how Krishna's control of this creation works through different agents. All this is recognizing them, acknowledging them and accepting them is also considered to be Shraddha. So all that tapasya is considered to be Satyagam. It's all Satyaga tapasya. That is what Krishna is saying. Apart from what Krishna has spoken so far, we have seen Devada, Aharam, Yajnam, tapasya. Four things we have seen. Under Satyaga, Rajasa, Tamasa. Isn't it? Under the three different modes, how they operate, we have noticed so far. We have discussed that. Now, some learned people also say, it's not only that whole Krishna's presence in this creation, how it operates all the time in this world, and that awareness of Krishna's presence in everything what is happening in the creation, recognition of that and accepting that all the time is Shraddha. They say it is Shraddha. So such a three ways this mind is, one's understanding comes from that kind of tapasya, which leads to that is called a Satyagam. That is also Satyagam. And then Satyagya tapasya, the nature of that is, it is executed without any expectation of results. Abhalakankshivi, he mentioned that before, isn't it? Abhalakankshivi, he says, without expectation of results. So, Kaigam, Vajigam, Manasigam, three things he mentioned in the tapasya is concerned, isn't it? And all three of them are in the Satyagam mode. It is in the Satyagam mode. Then that's all. Then Krishna now turns into Rajasik tapasya, which is more interesting to us. And you will see, when you read this, Rajasik tapasya, and you look at the world and see what's happening, and you make your own judgment. I won't say anything more than that. All you have to do is what Krishna has to say about this Rajasik tapasya, and how it is strongly present in the world, in the spiritual field, which you can observe very carefully if you look at it. Let's look at that verse.
Salkaramana pujartham tapodambhena chaivayam kriyade tadiha proktam rajasam chalamadhruvam. Salkaramana pujartham അബോധംഭേന ചൈവയ ക്രിയതേ തദിഹ പ്രോക്തം രാജസം ജലമധ്രുവം.
ദാറ്റ്സ് ഇറ്റ്. സൽക്കാരം മാനം പൂജാർത്ഥം തപോ ദംഭേന ചൈവയ ക്രിയതേ തദിഹ പ്രോക്തം രാജസം ജലമധ്രുവം. കൃഷ്ണ സേസ്
that. Look at the translation also. This threefold austerity, this penance performed out of pride and for the sake of gaining respect, honor and worship is said to be in the mood of passion. It is neither stable and is not permanent. It's neither stable nor permanent. If you remember this one thing, which I mentioned many times before, only that is in the Sattvagunam will remain in this world. Whatever that happens in Rajogunam and Tamogunam will disappear in course of time. It's only a question of time. Anything that is executed in Rajogunam and Tamogunam cannot sustain, cannot survive. Rajogunam and Tamogunam is sometimes very attractive. It comes with a big bang, isn't it? Shake the whole world. And you start thinking, this is it, I got it now. But you haven't got it. What you have got it is a duplicate thing. The real thing you haven't got, because the very nature of Rajogunam is like that. It'll come with a big hoo-ha and it'll shake the whole place up. And people will start thinking, and this is it. Look at that. How powerful it is. This, that and the other. So many things. But that won't stay. It cannot stay. That's the very nature of Rajogunam. That's what Krishna is going to say this. We'll look at that verse a little bit carefully. So, as he mentions here, that salkara mana bhujartham dam tabo dambhena chayvayad kriyade tadiha proktam rajasam chalam adruvam. So, rajasa tapas, what is his nature? How does, why does he do that first of all? There's only one goal behind this rajasa tapas. What is that? Salkara mana bhujartham. That's all. That I should have a lot of followers in this world. It begins from that. Some foolish understanding in the head, it begins from there. Lot of followers, and I should, they should be always there, should be, they should honor me. Always they should respect me. And then you will see, if you look at their activities, everything is in relationship with that. Salkaram, manam, puja. This is their most important thing. Not the, what Krishna has spoken is not important. Even though Krishna has spoken so strongly about that, they completely leave behind all these verses. This is the difficulty. Salkaram, manam, puja. Constantly they like to be worshipped. So they know how to organize and manipulate situations in this world. And therefore, they will act in a way to impress others. That's what spiritual life is for them, to impress others. That others should think I am a very spiritual person. And therefore they will chant very much to in front of others. So I am always chanting, always absorbed in the holy name. And so many things, they will act in such a way that their tapas, their austerities is always for others, to show it to others. And when you see them, you have to get the impression that how advanced he is in his bhakti. It's not anything relationship with Krishna, it's more in relationship with the world. The world should recognize me as a great devotee. Not that Krishna should recognize me. That's immaterial, whether Krishna recognizes or not. But the world should recognize me as a great personality or a great devotee. And along with that, they should come and wash my feet, and there should be constant ceremonies of washing this feet business. And all this. This is all belongs to this Rajasam nature. It comes from that. So, and therefore, you can always observe this also in people who are fond of all these things. The followers, they haven't got a clue what they are doing. They are only there because it has been set up like that. They are a part of that. So, they accept all these things as Salkara Mana Pujartham. Dabo dambhena chayvaya. Motive behind that is dambham. Krishna is saying dambham. That hangaram behind. That is what is dictating from within. And organizing everything to set it up in such a way that their dambham gets satisfied. That's all the goal behind it. So, this is, if you look into the people with proper spiritual understanding, they will not encourage these things. They will not encourage these things because they know not only they're doing harm to themselves, they are doing harm to others as well. In many instances, this is how it has turned out. From their history, if you observe this, you will know that how it can have a negative impact on your spiritual life in many instances. So, this, going back to the history, when Paramacharya was in the Kanchi Matham, in 1928 this incident happened. At one time in the mud they had elephants, chariots and so many other horses and things like that. They maintained them. Because somehow the other in the tradition, some people followed this, taking the acharya of the mud on top of an elephant on a procession and things like that. They were doing that. But he gave up all these things and he started walking everywhere. He started walking everywhere. So because at that time, this kind of things were not appreciated. For the simple reason was that a personality who has supposed to maintain that simplicity of life and to be people who are looking forward to him, upon him, he sensed that the problem it was causing. He sensed that when he was doing this, there were other sannyasis started doing the same thing. So once it so happened that one sannyasi started building up in the same way in his ashram, all these kind of things for his own man. So he came up to Paramacharya and they had a talked about him. Paramacharya told him, "It is my prarabdha, I sat here in this place and all these things were here and I had to use them because that was the system that was cultivated here. Why do you create this prarabdha for you too?" This was his question to him. So what did you get from that? Because I want to be free from all these kind of things. But I'm not able to throw it away because it has come in the tradition here in this month. And you are creating a new tradition by doing all these kind of things. So you are thinking that by doing all these things, you'll be respected by the people. You will get the respect from the public. That is what he is saying there. Salkara mana bhujartham. For that purpose, arranging all these things. Salkara mana bhujartham. Krishna is saying there. Tapam dambhena chaivayam. That tapasya is coming from dambham. Krishna is saying. That tapasya is coming from dambham. Because we do not take this sattvagunam, rajogunam, tamogunam properly or seriously. And because we don't know what the difference is one to another. And especially in the Rajogunam and Tamogunam, it is difficult to know what is the right thing to do. We will act according to the modes. Only in Sattvagunam we will act properly. But because there is no Sattvagunam and Rajogunam is predominating in every level, therefore our activities and our function also is based on that Rajogunam. Rajogunam is coming out in this way. But when it comes to spiritual life, it becomes Salkaram Manam Puja. That's all. The same Rajogunam, when it comes to spiritual life, it turns out into Salkaram Manam Puja. It becomes, turns out like that. And that is why he says here that that if you look into great personalities who has gone beyond all the three modes of nature and their life in this world, you will observe these things. And that is where our attention, Shraddha, should be. Not on this show in this world. It doesn't help. It doesn't help. You will go on with the show for some time. After a while, you will also get fed up with the show. And you will throw it away. That's what it will happen. So, then Paramacharya also, a great personality who had that amount of knowledge and realization, and who was the authority on the Sanatana Dharma in his time, he, one stage, he threw away everything. And he said, "This is not the way the rishis have shown to us." At the age of 88, when he was 88 years old, he walked from Kanjivaram to Satara in Maharashtra, over 1,000 miles, at the age of 88. And he stayed there for 7 years, and when he was 95, he walked back from Satara to Kanjivaram again. This was the type of people they were. That when he had to disattach, if they act in this way, like they have, if they give examples to us, "Oh, I have become this Madhadipadi or head of the mud now." And seeing that, what impact it is creating in the society, they observe that younger members who have come to the
spiritual life, immediately their mind is going in the same way. How to get there, that position. And this attraction for position, attraction for followers, attraction for puja, worship, attraction for salkaram, manam, is all coming from dambham. That is what Krishna is saying to us. So those who have followed this, Krishna is saying here, when he was walking back from Satara to Kanchipuram, on the way back, there was no place to stay. So he had to, nothing was arranged. He was just walking like anybody else in this world. And on the way, they entered into one prison to sleep at night. There was empty prison somewhere, building. Some people asked him that a person in your status, going and sleeping in the prison, his answer was that, if Krishna's parents could stay in the prison, I can as well stay, he said. So that was his answer. Krishna appeared in the prison, isn't it? He said. Krishna has appeared in the prison, so what's wrong with the prison? That was his answer. So, so that was a jokingly mentioning about that. So these three things that, that this bhavanam or worship or respect, and they acted in such a way, those who had this proper depth of realization, they will not mislead this world. And we only see their one side of life. We don't see the other side. We only see the one side. So here, if you think that this Salkaram Puja is the only spiritual life, then we will get trapped in that. And or those who are taking sannyasam, come to the sannyas ashram also, they are seeing also this Salkaram Manam Puja is not bad in sannyasam, isn't it? It happens. So they will start thinking, this is the goal of sannyasam. You see how people get misled? That sannyasam, what is the definition of sannyasam? Ajari Swami says, the definition of sannyasam is jnanam sannyasa lakshanam, nothing else. Realization, jnanam, is sannyasa lakshanam. But if the many times it can happen like this, that people will take sannyasam and they will see that the goal of all this is Salkaram Manam Puja. That means they've gone away from the track. They've lost the track, isn't it? So in Adhyalpam, in spiritual life, Salkaram Puja, all this thing, Krishna is saying that if you asammana tabo vriddhihi, if you don't accept Salkaram or Puja, instead if you get criticized and constantly being pushed down, then your tapasya will increase. On the other hand, sammanastu tapakshayaha, if you constantly get praised and glorified and worshipped and feet washing, all these things goes on, tapasya will go. There won't be any tapas inside. All the tapas gets destroyed. So, more and more, if you get from the society, if you get criticized, your tapasya will get stronger. And if you get more and more honored and glorified in the society, tapasya will go away, tapasya will disappear. So sitting on the throne and people paying obeisances and paying their respects in that way, worship, all these things is not a very good thing. It's not a good thing. Actually, it is a punishment. In spiritual life, it is a punishment. So that's why Krishna is saying, Salkara Manabhujatam Dambhe, Tabo Dambhena Chaivayan, because it's all done from Dambham. Dambham is behind it. So if we think that if we do all these things, particularly the Brahmacharis, the problem is there that you can observe this in the spiritual field all over the world, that when you pass through spiritual life, when you come to spiritual life, you have to do all these things. This misunderstanding has come to their head very badly. It has come to their head very badly. So what has happened is, when this understanding comes, moksham, liberation, jnanam, knowledge, bhakti, devotion, and realization, all these things goes away. Instead, how to become an acharya, how to become a guru, and they start thinking this is the goal of spiritual life. Totally lost completely lost the way, and they have totally taken into different understanding of spiritual life. They come to spiritual life, but they make their goal how to become a guru, how to become an acharya, or how to become a spiritual leader. In that way, this becomes the goal. Instead of, why do we come to spiritual life? To come out of this bodily identity. We don't want to identify with the body. And that process is bhakti, jnanam, vairagyam, anubhuti. All this is a supporting factors for that. Instead, we forget all that. We start thinking, this salkaram, manam, puja, all this is spiritual life. We get this false understanding, and then all the time spiritual life is centered around these things. That's what Krishna is warning to us. That if all these kind of things, Krishna says there, Rajasam Chalam Adhruvam. He says, Rajasam Chalam Adhruvam. many instances like this. In Ramadas Ashram in near Mangalore, Kanyagad, there was Krishna Bhai who ran that ashram for many, many years when Swami Ramadas was there at that time. And she used to tell the brahmacharis who had come and joined to them, he said that, don't take sannyasam, it's risky. She told them, don't take sannyasam, it is risky. Then, if you do take sannyasam one day, don't try to build ashrams, she said to them. Don't try to build ashrams. Because once you built an ashram, then the next thing is how to make the ashram grow. Build bigger and bigger and bigger. 2 stories, 4 stories, you want to keep building on top of that. Isn't it? Buy more land, expand it, all that. The same nature will come to us. So, it is her experience. That is why she said, Krishna Bhai, she said this to the brahmacharis who came to the ashram. So, they are thinking that we will build a big ashram and let everybody utilize it. Try to understand this, because this is how we misunderstand things. In spiritual life, everything is opposite what we do in material life. Material life, we build a big facility for everybody. So people will come and use it. That's how it is, isn't it? In spiritual life, it is not like that. She understood that by building a lot of buildings, is not going to create spiritual atmosphere. Nobody came. Building was lying empty. Nobody was coming. So, initially, some people came for salsangam to the ashram. They came for the salsangam. Afterwards, those who have come, their plans were different. They wanted to take over the place and run it in their way. This is what has happened. So the goals were different. Those who had come were different. Why did that happen? The reason for that, they are saying here, that normally in the ancient times, an ashram was developed around a Mahatma. Mahatma was the center. Centered around him, ashram was built. Not ashram was built and then Mahatma came into it. It never happened. It's always like that in the history. If you look back, you will see many, many great personalities who have gone very high in spiritual life. First, they existed. Mahatma existed. Around them, ashram came up later. Now, the understanding is, oh, I must build a very huge ashram and then one day no Mahatma will come when you do that. It will not happen. So, and they did not become a Mahatma by sitting inside an ashram. Through self-realization, knowledge, bhakti, renunciation, vairagyam, jnanam, they have realized the truth and they became the Mahatma. Not because of the building that was present there. Not because of the building present there. So therefore, Krishna is saying here that salkara mana pujartham tabo dambhena chaivayat kriyade tadiha proktam. Any kriya that is happening in this way is rajasam ajala dhruvam. He says it is rajasam. It will not create anything satyam. No good results will come from that. You will see big buildings, a lot of people coming, going. But spiritually, if you look, there will be empty. Place will be empty. There will be no spiritual understanding of Shastram, or it will not be, it will not penetrate into the people's life. It will not get into people's life. As I said, a lot of activities will be going on, But in result, in reality, you will observe that it is not helping spiritually anybody. That is what Krishna is saying here also. So what we have to understand, how to use the sattvika side of everything. Sattvika vasham, isn't it? It is nice to have a place to sit down and to listen to things. But like the brahmacharis were trying to do, that you may try to build many, many things. And unless there is a mahalpa behind that, it is not going to. There must be a realized or an advanced soul behind it. Otherwise, it may not have any impact on the society. Impact on the society. Rajasic nature is temporarily, it will give you an impression first. Lot of people, lot of activities, and it will give you an idea that it's spiritually very vibrant place. It's only a question of time, it cannot last very long because it is in Rajasam. Tapam dambhena chayvayat kriyade tadiha proktam Rajasam chalam adhruvam. Krishna is warning us, that's all, about this Rajasic nature of tapasya. Rajasic nature of the tapasya. So on the other hand, you can also see some of the great mahalpas and realized souls, even if they sit on the in front of a shop, people will go there. People will go and see him, isn't it? So, so mahalpa are those who have realizations, and wherever he is, without anyone's knowledge, people will come inquiring after him. It is exactly opposite what's happening now. Many instances, what we notice is, they develop this rajasic nature of the tapasya, works through the people, and create a big situation. And then people are frightened to approach there, seeing the opulence there, and the kind of atmosphere there that's present in that place. So, Krishna is warning to us that if an ashramam is built and a person is inside, people are thinking that, oh, I will be respected by that. I will get recognition from this world. And if those who have come to spiritual life, if they start doing that, it's a great mistake. It's a great mistake. Because one who is executing sadhana, they should know very well that this getting respected from this world or recognition from this world or getting the obeisances from others or getting being respected by others or getting worshipped by others, it is not for that purpose we have come to spiritual life. We are not come to... There's no point in telling this to people, oh, I'm this, I'm that. That's all useless. But from your actions, you have to show this, that it is not for that purpose we have come to spiritual life. We have come to spiritual life because there is a very, very important message in the Bhagavad Gita from Krishna has given to us, what this life is meant for. Is it not? And instead of accepting that, if we direct our attention towards all these kind of things, what is coming from Rajovanam, Salkara Manadam Bartham, Tapodambhena Chaimayat, if it goes in that way, then if all our tapas is wasted, the tapas what you perform is, sadhana is wasted, tapas is wasted. Tapas is wasted. Often you can see that that I have people will do this. You will observe. If you are a little bit intelligent, you can understand this. They may have done some austerities in life at some time in life, somewhere in Himalayas or somewhere. You don't have to broadcast all this to the world, do you? What's the need for that? That is Rajasam. That is Rajasam. If you understand this, then you can judge yourself. People do some little austerity somewhere they have performed. None of the highly realized souls will keep on broadcasting about the austerities and the sadhana they have done. It's a shameless thing to do. And people do this and use that for propaganda purposes. And we have to be careful not to fall into these traps. That is Rajasam. If you understand Bhagavad Gita, you can judge these things properly. Otherwise, you will make the wrong judgment. All it requires in this world today is to drum up, drumming up. and propaganda. Propaganda thing, they think it is a propaganda business, the spiritual life. Spiritual life is not propaganda. Spiritual life has some different meaning to life. It brings some proper meaning to life. It is not for propaganda. So you can see when Krishna says this, how all these things are right in front of our eyes happening all the time. Right in front of Dambhena Chaivayat. Dambhena Chaivayat. So it is not for showing. If I have done some austerity in life, I don't have to say this to others. Not for convincing others, look, I have done all these things, so you respect me. This is not the approach. This is wrong. This is not the right thing to do. So if you do like that, it is Rajasam. That's all Krishna is saying. If you do such things, it is Rajasam. Rajovana Tamasa. So, and if you do that, what will happen? That result of that austerity will chalam. Krishna says that. Rajasam chalam adruvam, he says. If you do austerities, it is for your benefit you have done. You don't have to tell the world about it. Whatever it may be, let that be anything. In Himalayas or in Haridwar or Rishikesh or whatever you have done. That's another thing. What that has done, it's for your own purification you have done that. You don't have to tell the world what you have done. So if it is do like that, because if it is under Rajogunam, if all these things have happened, Krishna is saying, chalam, you will lose it. You will lose it. Adhruvam. Adhruvam means it won't last very long. It won't last very long. So, therefore, first thing to understand is tapasya is for our benefit, our own individual benefit, and only for the sake of, and it has to be executed in the satyuga level, in the satugunam, and that is the purpose is to go back to Krishna, to realize the truth. So, after saying that, Krishna closed that rajasam. He didn't have to say anything further than that and left it to us to understand it properly. That's up to us now. Krishna has told us this is rajasam. Rajasam, chalam, adhruvam. He says, satkaram anapujartam tapo dambhena chaivayat kriyade tadiha proktam rajasam chalam adhruvam. In the modern world, this concept is not at all existing. The more you can drum up and make it a big show, people think, yeah, yeah, it must be true. See, look at the austerities he has done. Shamelessly it is managed in this way, unfortunately. Because public are also that stupid, that they cannot understand that. What is Krishna has to say about all these things? After all, we have accepted Krishna's authority, isn't it? Krishna is the Krishna Mande Jagadguru. He is the understand. It is his instructions. How can we go against that? After saying that, Krishna is going to talk about the same tapasya in Tamoguna. This is not even necessary to discuss that, isn't it? Rajasam itself is enough. Want to talk about Tamasam. What Krishna says there? So, on Rajasam, Krishna is saying, Salkara manabhujartam, Salkara sadhukara sadhu ayam tapasvi. This Ajari Swamiji is coming, Bhashim on that. Ayam tapasvi. Brahmana, idi evam artham, mano mananam pratyuthana abhivadana abhi artham, puja pada prakshalanam archana shaitwadi tadartham cha tabaha salkara mana puja artham, dambhena evaja yalkriyade tabaha tadiha proktam kadidam rajasam chalam kadajil kaphalatvena adruvam. He says, so as soon as you see a personality, you start saying, you welcomed him and you have decided that he is a Kshalpurusha or he is a, he deserves this worship and puja and he is a sadhu or saintly person and all this is Salpuja, Salkara Mana Pujartham, offering him, washing his feet, offering him food and all other things. But all these things is when it is done with motivation. When it is, because there will be, when these things are done, behind that there is always desires in that person's mind working. Those who are doing this. We are not all that pure as we claim ourselves to be. So there will be always, and that will have, because it is like that, that thing won't survive long. Krishna is saying that. In spiritual life, it has to be in Satvagunam. Everything that is done in Rajogunam and Tamogunam will not survive. cannot survive, he's saying. So that is why that word is Salkaramana Bujartam Tabo Dambhena Chaivayad. Kriyade Tadiha Proktam Rajasam Chalam Adruvam. Rajasam Chalam Adruvam. Here specifically says Puja Pada Prakshavanam, feet washing, Archanam Shaitrutvadi, Tadarthanja Tava. Salkaramana Pujartam Dambhena Evanjatiyal Kriyade Tabaha. Iti Tad Iha Proktam Kadidam Rajasam Chalam. Kadajil Kaphalatvena Adruvam.
It cannot survive, sustain, it cannot stay. Anything in Rajasam and Tamasam are temporary. It will not stay. And you will notice this. If you go back to history and study, you will see whatever that is. If for one reason Sanatana Dharma has survived this long in this world, is purely due to those who have handled it were in Sattva-guna. It is only because of that. And those who have come and handled it in Rajogunam and Tamogunam always disappeared from this world. Those who are in Sattva-gunam, when they handled the Sanatana Dharma, it survived. It's only because of that it has survived till now. Till now. And now is the age, it is the age of Kali, where Rajogunam and Tamogunam are very prominent, isn't it? So due to the disappearance of the Varnashrama Dharma and due to the presence of this powerful Rajogunam and Tamogunam, it has even taken control of the spiritual life as well, and in that way. Let's look at the Tamogunam side. Mudhagrahena Alpano Yad Pidaya Kriya Detava Parasyol Sadhanartham Vam Tattamasam Udahritam Mudhagrahena Alpanoyam Pidaya Kriyate Tapam Parasyol Sadhanartham Vam Tattamasam Udahritam. That's it. Mudhagrahena Alpanoyam Pidaya Kriyate Tapam Parasyol Sadhanartham Vam Tattamasam Udahritam. Krishna is saying Tattamasam Udahritam. Penance performed out of foolishness with self-torture or to destroy or injure others is said to be in the mood of ignorance. In the mood of ignorance. So, mudha grahena atmanoyat pidaya kriyade tava parasyol sadhanartham va tattamasam udahritam. So, tamasi person, a person who is in tamogunam, his person, he is swabhavam, his nature is mudagrahen alpanoyat. Mudagrahen, that means maudhyam, mudhatvam, stupidity. In his, because of what, why is he stupid? Because of his ajnanam in his intelligence. In his ajnanam in the buddhi. In buddhi there is ajnanam. And because of the ajnanam presence inside him, due to that ajnanam, he will perform austerities and he will give pain to himself. He will give a lot of pain to himself. Because it is not in Sattva-gunam, it is in Tamogunam it is. You can see this in personalities like Hiranyaksha, Hiranyakashipu and also in Ravana. This nature. That they are willing to perform very severe austerities and penances. Very severe austerities and penances. And therefore, this kind of severe torture of the body, they will do such things. Hiranyakashipu's penances, if you read in the Bhagavadam, you can see that he was able to do that for thousands of years. Isn't it? Astigata Pranam he is called. Practically there was no flesh in the body, only the bones were left in the body. To that extent he was willing to give up eating, drinking, and everything, nothing but body survived that far. Because it was in the Satyugam, his lifespan was very, very long compared to today. And equally you can see that certain kind of austerities people do, walking over the fire, and things like that. You may have seen sometimes Mahatmas have also done that, but their reason is, not the intention was only to give pain to the body, but instead some siddhis are received through this
Ugra tapasya, ghora tapasya. Krishna calls it as ghora tapasya. Ghora means very heavy austerity, heavy tapasya they perform. And from that some benefits they derive from that. But there's only two intentions behind it. When they execute that, remember Krishna mentioned before, when tapasya is executed, avalakankshibhi, without any expectation of any results it should be done. That's one thing, he mentioned that. It's only for one's own purification, one executes that tapasya. But in these cases, when tamogunam is prominent in a person, and if he is executing tapasya, two things are there, that either to achieve some siddhi, some mystic powers, they do that. To obtain some mystic powers, they engage in this kind of austerity. Or for destroying somebody else. One of these two. Either for obtaining some siddhi, some special mystic powers for them. Because using those mystic powers, they can control others. Is it not? That's one. One purpose. If not, to destroy somebody else with these intentions. All of them, Krishna is saying, is tamasam parijakshade. Tamasam parijakshade. So, mudagrahena aviveka nischayena almanaha pidaya krede yat tapaha parasya ulsadanartham vinashartham va tat tamasam udaharadam. Ajaya Swamiji's commentary is that. He is saying these two reasons. One for to achieve some kriyadeya tapa, almana kriyadeya kriyadeya tapa, that they will torture themselves for the sake of achieving some mystic power, siddhis. Various siddhis are mentioned. One of the siddhis, they may have something in their mind for which they are willing to perform this tapasya in tamasic nature. That is tamasic it is. Because purpose of tapasya is not siddhi. Purpose of tapasya is not to destroy somebody else. Purpose of tapasya is for what? For purifying oneself. For advancing in the path of spiritual life. To realize the self. Isn't it? To strengthen our shraddha. That is what tapasya is for. To be done in sattvagunam. Only then it will improve our shraddha. The power, shraddha power. To strengthen that. It is for that purpose tapasya is. Not for any other purpose. Is it not? We've seen that before. What purpose shraddha tapasya is to be performed? Because in the beginning itself, Krishna has told us these five things. Is it not? Tapasya, devada, yajnam, aharam, dhanam, tapasya. If these five things, Krishna says, if you get them right in sattvika nature, then it will improve your shraddha. That's what Krishna mentioned in the beginning. So, in order to strengthen our shraddha, we have these five things where we should give our attention to. Krishna mentions that. So, tapasya is only for strengthening our power of shraddha. Isn't it? Power of shraddha. Which means to get the mind, attention, power of shraddha from the world towards Atma, towards the soul. To move away from the world towards the soul. Otherwise, where is the shraddha? Shraddha means when that same power, when it goes to the world, it's called mind. When it comes towards the Atma, it is called the Shraddha. So, Shraddha is for that purpose and only then that Shraddha will get stronger. But if it is done in Rajasam and Tamasam, the result Krishna has spoken to us now. In Rajasam, what will happen? Chalam Adhruvam. It will not last very long, it will collapse one day. It will not last very long. In Tamasam, if it is executed, it has only these two goals. Which one? Either to get some power, mystic power, siddhi, or to destroy somebody else. Which is the lowest thing to do. So that with that, austerities is finished. Tapasis. So we have seen now, devada, aharam, yajnam and tapasya. Now the last one is dhanam. Charity. That's the last one. So, let us look at that.
Dātavyamiti yad dānam. Dīyade anubhakārine. Deshe kāle ca pātrecha. Taddānam sātvikam smṛtam. Dātavyamiti yad dānam.
दीयते नूपकारिणे देशे काले च पात्रे च तद्दानं सात्विकं स्मृतम्.
सो दिस दानम चैरिटी वेन इज इट सात्विकम वेन इज इट राजसम वेन इट इज सामसम दैट इज द नेक्स्ट थ्री वर्सेस 20, 21 एंड 22 थ्री वर्सेस चैरिटी इन charity in goodness, charity in passion, and charity in ignorance. You may wonder, is there a charity in passion? What does that mean? Isn't it? How to show to us that it is so subtle, these things. Why? Because modes of nature themselves are subtle. These three modes of material nature exist only in the Sanatana Dharma. Is it not? In other philosophies, where is the three modes of nature? Everybody is equal there, isn't it? Whereas for Sanatana Dharma, they have given all, like Varnashrama Dharma, they have said the three modes of nature exist. And only in Satya Dharma, if it is executed, it has its benefit. In Rajasam and Dhamasam, if anything is done, it may have its negative effect also. That's what we see most of the time. People ask the question, we have done all this charity, why this has happened? But was it charity? That's the question. So, in this charity, dhanam, what is sattvikam there? So, and why is charity performed? This is the first question. Why is charity performed? Charity is performed because it has to be given. It has to be given. So, you can see from the Vedic point of view, that from the proper understanding of that is why sacrifices were performed, yatyams were performed, because if you live in this world, you have to remember why the kings performed them. If you live in this world for a long time, and if your prarabdham is such that you will receive a lot of wealth in this world, sometimes it happens. People, wealth is not due to work, it has come. Wealth has come due to the prarabdham. Because the present, you are in this world for a long period of time, you lived in this world, and if your prarabdham, or if there were such pious activities you have done in this world, the result of all that was a lot of wealth has come to you. A lot of wealth has come to you. Even when wealth comes like that, what the kings did when the wealth has come like that, they realized it, that it should be immediately given away. The wealth that has come, it should be immediately given back. It has not come, they knew that it was not due to their own effort. Instead, it has come due to the effort of their purva prarabdham, whatever that was there, that was the reason behind it, that the wealth has come in life. Sometimes you can see this in life. It's not purely due to our work the wealth has come. Sometimes the wealth comes uninvited. Sometimes you work whole life, no wealth comes. Both you see in this world, is it not? So this incident is saying here, the kings knew this. So what did they do? That is why you see Prachina Barhis, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Prithu. What did they do? Continuously, one after the other, sacrifices. That was the Vedic concept. That wealth is coming, it should be immediately spent. And it should be spent in this way. Of course, today's world is different. The world, when they, great rishis and the great personalities, kings, when they managed, that was their principle of performing the sacrifices. If you understand that principle, then you'll understand what Krishna is going to say in the next three verses. The principle is this, that the wealth is coming to you, and you have to always be conscious of that, not due to your effort it is coming. We think, oh, I'm so smart, that's why I made so much money. Is it not? No, it is not. That you had a good health, and you were put into that situation due to some prarabdham, where wealth has happened to come to you. And when the wealth has come like that, the principle is that it should not be kept more than what is for survival here. It should be immediately given away. It should be millennial. This principle is understood better
by the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas. They understand this better. Ordinary people won't understand. So the Brahmana advisors, they encourage the kings to perform sacrifice after sacrifice. Mahabali, how many Ashwamedham? 99 Ashwamedhams he performed. Pridhu, 100 Ashwamedhams he wanted to perform. Why? Pridhu Maharaj was an incarnation of Krishna. He had full knowledge what was going on. And in spite of the fact that there was so much shortages, when the wealth started pouring in, when Bhumi Devi restricted the supply, and when she started releasing the wealth, and wealth started pouring in, the first thing Pridhu Maharaj did was sacrifice after sacrifice. Why? Because this is how sacrifices came into Yajurvedam, Yajnam, all that is come from this. This principle, that not hold the wealth, instead continuously giving away. Continuously giving away. Tyagam, sacrifice. It is from that word Yajnam has come. Yajnam has come, isn't it? Yajnam is the representation of that. So, and that should be given away in a proper way. Should be given away in a proper way. This is the principle behind charity. It's the principle behind charity. And those who have receiving that, it should be beneficial to them. Beneficial to them. That means, instead of that wealth remaining in my hand or anybody's hand, if you give away, if you lie there in the as wealth in any form in the hands, that will not do good for the person who is holding it. And instead, whatever that is given away, actually, it should be, you should not think that I am helping them. Not in that way. It is their right to have it. That's the way it should be looked at. They deserve that. It is theirs. It's not ours. In that understanding, it should be given. This is the principle. It is not ours. Idam na mama, idam na mama, idam na mama. All the time they are chanting this. It's not mine. It's not mine. It's not mine. If this principle is followed, then only in that person this Brahminical quality will develop. Otherwise it won't do. Here, everything, rake it from here, rake it from there, rake it from all the sides. Totally opposite. Vedam is telling us, idam na mama, idam na mama, idam na mama. Not in mine, it's not mine, it's not mine. It's all Krishna's. It should go to people, it's theirs, it's theirs. Instead, where is the spiritual life in these things? If this is all spiritual life, you may as well go and enjoy your life in the material world. If this is what spiritual life is all about, we are looking for a higher values in life, higher principles in life. Krishna has given us all the understanding how to reach that state, what he is talking about in the Bhagavad Gita. So, therefore, you look at Prajina Brahis. He is performing sacrifice after sacrifice. The children were, Prajedas were his children, isn't it? So Prajina Brahi says to Narada Maharshi, Prajina Brahi's time, he controlled the whole planet and more than that. And so much wealth was coming in and he was continuously performing sacrifice after sacrifice. Prajina Brahi did that. Similarly, Pridhu Maharaj, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Mahabali, all these great personalities in the Bhagavatam, what did they do? When the wealth has come, but they were running or not running after the wealth. Wealth was coming to them. And when the wealth came, they distributed immediately through yajnam, sacrifice to others. Sacrifice to others. Because this wealth has come to us, but actually they are the people, those who have the entitlement for that. They have the entitlement. So therefore it is going to them. And you are not doing any favor to anybody. That also we have to be very clear. You are not doing any favor to anybody. So what it has happened is, their wealth has somehow come to our hands. Their wealth has come to our hands and is living with me, living with us. Therefore, that is the reason why they have come in front of me. Knowing very well, it should be when you get an opportunity like that, and when you get that inspiration from inside to give it away, dadavyam, Krishna says there, dadavyam iti yad danam. So when that prayerana or the encouragement comes from inside to give away, That's called a dadavyam. Dadavyam iti yad dhanam. Krishna defines dhanam in the first line. Dadavyam iti evam manakritva yad dhanam diyade anubakarene pratyubakara samarthaya 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 abhinaravesham diyade deshe punye kurukshetradav kale samkrandyadav patraja shadanga viveda with shadanga with veda bharanga ityado tad dhanam satyam smritam. So therefore charity is not for helping anybody, it's a duty. It's a, this understanding has to come. Charity is a duty, it's not for helping anybody, because one who is capable of doing the charity, one who cannot do the charity, or one who is capable of charity, without looking into the all those aspects, whether it has been asked for or not, the wealth should be given away. Wealth should be given away. It should not be held back. So sattvika dhanam, Krishna is talking about now. First thing is the dadavyam idiyad dhanam diyade anubakarine deshe kaleja patrecha tad dhanam sattvikam smritam. These three things, desham, kalam, patram. These are the considerations. Krishna is saying, deshe kaleja patrecha saddhanam satyam smritam. Saddhanam satyam smritam. So, you can see how this whole principle of charity, dhanam, is molded in the modern world, how it works in this world. Nowadays, big companies, they know very well that if you give it in charity, they can write off so much money from the profit. Tax evasion in one another way. Instead of giving the tax to the government, they are saying we will write it off. And what else they do? They create a fund with, this is big companies, they do this, that in their public relations, development of public relations, they allocate certain money for benefiting the employees in such a way that they will hire sannyasis to come and give lecture in there, and our people are going and doing this also. Because there is a certain amount of funds. You can see this, even government has allotted certain funds for making people religious. Religion they call it, isn't it? So they want to make them religious. So what do they do? Government says, we can't teach, make you religious, but we'll give you some money. So do whatever you like with that. And then that fund is available. So some people are saying, oh, there is this fund available there. Why not use it? So that money is available. So that is one side. This is all the modern charity in the world, how it operates here. It's not with any other understanding. This is the basic understanding these days. Companies do this because they have the exemption from the tax. If you give away a certain amount of money, that in that way it gives you the tax exemption. Isn't it? So, dadavyam diyade. So the seeing this in this modern, complicated industrial world, the many institutions and their sannyasis and all, they have understood that there is no problem, I am a sannyasi, it doesn't matter. And they are looking for people to come and lecture to their employees something about the spiritual life, Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, whatever that is they want to talk about. Regularly everything is very well organized by these companies for the sannyasis to come and speak, and they are paid for the services. So this is how it has turned out today. What Krishna is saying here. Dadavyam idiyad dhanam, Krishna is saying. Diyade anubhagarine kalam deshe kaleja patrecha taddhanam satyam smritam. Taddhanam satyam smritam. So here, they say this, that if, these companies, they say, if you speak for an hour, we'll pay you so much. We'll pay you so much. And this is the way, and they say, the company says that for the talk. He has given a talk. He's given a talk. So, and if they don't utilize that fund, their board of directors, in their annual general meeting, they won't allocate funds for the next year if they don't utilize that fund. So, if they have to use it, otherwise the allotment won't be there for the next year. So, therefore,
they will get hold of somebody. We call him Shikhandi. You know Shikhandi, what Shikhandi is? Shikhandi is like in the, when Bhishma had to be killed, they brought Shikhandi in front of him. Isn't it? So Bhishma couldn't do anything. And these sannyasis are like that. They are made like a Shikhandi there by these companies. They made them a Shikhandi. They use it. Here you stand there in front of them. I'll pay you the money what you have to pay you. This is Taddanam Satvikam Sprudam, which I'm saying here. Is this Satvikam? Would you call this a Satvikam? People don't look at all these things. They are just thinking, oh, the company has invited. And they say, all these big companies are in our client list. Who? Ernst & Young and HSBC and so many others listed. All of them are our clients, they say. Who? Sannyasis are saying, they, or Brahmacharis are saying, they are all our clients. What do you think about that? Are they reading all these verses? Or do they understand what this is saying? Nothing. Nothing is happening there. This is all bypassed. Kali Yugam, everything will pass like this. It's not at all important anymore whether it is Satvikam, Rajasam or Tamasam. Money is coming. Why bother? This is the attitude. So, this is not Dhanam. It is business. It is business. It is business. So, everything is like a business, isn't it? So, similarly, it's given also that wherever it's beneficial to me or if I get a good name there, these things. So, that is why it is given importance to that. Similarly, while giving it also, if you give it to a person who is really in need of it, then it will not come in the newspaper, isn't it? But you have to get people and then while giving, passing on the check or cash, you have to get the photograph with them, is it not? And then it should be published. So, and sometimes it so happens like this, that they when they hand over the check to the person who is receiving, whoever it is, some institution or people, somebody, they'll tell the photographer to take the photo. So, while handing over, the photo didn't come out well. So they'll say, no, we'll take one more shot. And again he has to hold the check and hand it over. This is all the part of this dhanam Krishna is saying here. So, so what you have to understand from this is, look at this from the spiritual point of view, how it affects us. That person who is receiving charity is actually Krishna. Krishna is receiving the charity. It has come to you and you are handing it over to whom it belongs to. Remember, Ishavasam idam sarvam yat kinja jagatyam jagat tena tekteva bunjira magrada kasya siddhanam. This is the principle behind it. Knowing very well to whom it belongs to, you are handing it over back to him. Isn't it? And and person generally, though in the ancient times, in the, particularly in the Sanatana Dharma, the principle is that for him it is a bad thing to receive it from somebody. He does not like, his dignity does not allow him to come and ask for it from us, isn't it? That is why in the olden days, if a Brahmana do agree to come to receive the charity, first thing was, you will keep him on a higher level, you pay your obeisances to him, and afterwards you hand over dakshina to him. What for? For accepting the charity. For accepting the charity. Why? Because he has come, agreed to accept the charity. Normally they wouldn't. That was the Brahmanim in them. The Brahminical qualification, that is, isn't it? Vamanamurti, you know that story. Vamanamurti went to Mahabali. Mahabali started asking Vamanamurti, why you are not asking something more than this 3 feet of land, isn't it? So, at that time, Mahabali didn't tell Vamanamurti, you write down an application and give it to me, and I'll have a look at it. Is that how it happened, the transaction? Transaction didn't happen like that. Vamanamurti came in a very dignified way and sent to Mahabali. When Mahabali said to him, I respect that, who has come? Sanat Kumara Maharshi has come to me, or the son has come to see me. This is how Vamanamurti, Mahabali is respecting Vamanamurti, Brahmachari coming to ask.
Isn't it? He never thought that. Mahabhavanamurti told him, I am a brahmachari, I need these 3 feet, nothing more than that. In other words, Vamanamurti is showing his kindness to Mahabali, that I am willing to accept these 3 feet of land from you, isn't it? So, so you can see that the whole system has been so corrupted now, that you want anything, you have to give an application to the government and this, that and the other, and you have to go and stand there like this to receive. This is not charity. If you look at the Bhagavatam, you will see this. In the 8th canto, how he mentions that. Mahabali's respect to Vamanamurti. How to see a person who is accepting charity. That's the first thing, to know that. This you can only understand from Bhagavatam, because you won't see it in the world. World is business, that's what goes on there. But if you really want to understand what charity means, you have to read Bhagavatam. In the 8th canto, if you read that Mahabali's story, I think it is the 18th chapter, it comes there, he mentions that, Baliruvacha, 29th verse, 8, 18, 29, Swagadam de namastubhyam, Brahman kim karavamate, Brahmarshinam tabaha, Sakshal manye tuarivaburudharam, Adhyana pidarastripta, Adhyana pavidam kulam, Adhyasrishta kradurayam, Yad bhavanagado grihan. See how respectful Mahabali is towards Vamanamurti. How respectfully he is saying to him. He says, Swagadam de namastubhyam, Brahman kim karavamate, Brahmarshinam tabaha, Sakshal manye tuarivaburudharam. Then, is personified form of the tapasya has come here. This is how he sees. Are you the personified form? Seeing that Brahmachari's effulgence, Vamanamurti's effulgence, Mahabali saying to him, is it the personified form of tapasya who has come before me? That mood of Mahabali, that respect Mahabali had for him. And he says to him, look at that samskaram in Mahabali. Mahabali, how he was respectful to Vamanamurti, because Vamanamurti has come to ask for something. Vamanamurti doesn't like it, but he has decided through this way he was going to take away everything from Mahabali. Is it not? So, of course, Vamanamurti had an intention, this Krishna himself coming, so he had a plan behind it. But that samskaram between Vamanamurti and Mahabali, if you observe, you can see the respect Mahabali has offered to Vamanamurti. While you see, in the ancient times, Brahmanas generally won't accept it. They won't, even if you, their attitude is that independence, what they held, what they cherish. And it is that independence that gave them that strength in spiritual life also. So this is Krishna is saying here that because when you are walking towards me, Mahabali says, I saw tapasis coming personally to see me. So, and what should I give it to you? Mahabali has asked this question, isn't it? So, when we are giving charity, the first understanding is that it is being given to Krishna. Krishna is receiving that. It may be in so many different bodies to whom we are handing it over. But who is present there? It's Krishna who is present there. So, who is asking? Krishna is asking. This understanding is necessary. So therefore, the person who gives, he stays in a lower level, and the person who receives, he stands in a higher level. Who stands in a higher level, and he receives it with a lot of dignity and seriousness. He receives that, isn't it? So, so here Krishna is saying, "Dadavyam idiyat danam diyade anubhagarine." Diyade anubhagarine. Because anubhagarine means I am not getting any benefit from that. I am only getting rid of my debt. This is the mood in the while giving it away. It's not how I'll get some benefit later because of giving this. Not with that understanding. You are getting rid of the debt. You are getting rid of the debt what we have, and therefore it is called a dhanam. Krishna says, Diyate anupakarine, anupakarine. Otherwise, it is not called a dhanam. It's not called a dhanam. Anupakarine, that means Krishna says, Deshe kaleja patreja. Where it is given,
that has to be taken into account. That means where it is actually needed. That is where it should be given. Where it is actually needed, that is where it should be given. So, for example, primarily Krishna talks about annam, for food, isn't it? Where people are in need of food, where prasadam is necessary, or clothes are necessary, all these places. If you look into Prabhupada's commentary on that, you will see there what he says, that in the Vedic literature, charity given to a person engaged in spiritual activities, is recommended. There is no recommendation for giving charity indiscriminately. Spiritual perfection is always a consideration. Therefore, charity is recommended to be given at a place of pilgrimage. At lunar or solar eclipses, or at the end of the month, or to a qualified Brahmana or a Vaishnava, or in temples. Such charity should be given without any consideration of return. Charity to the poor is sometimes given out of compassion. But if a poor man is not worth giving charity to, then there is no spiritual advancement. So, modern world is on this principle, isn't it? A lot of people are suffering. So many things are happening. So many people are suffering in this world. So, immediately, airlift, a lot of food, a lot of clothes, a lot of medicine. And then, they call it as charity, but behind, if you look a little deeper into that, you can see there's a lot of reasons behind it, why that situation has developed also. So, in other words, indiscriminate charity is not recommended in the Vedic literature. Indiscriminate charity is not recommended in the Vedic literature. So, that is the principle behind it. So, when giving charity, Krishna is saying, Diyate Anupakarini. As he mentioned, like this example of Vamanamurti and Mahabali is one of the examples in the Bhagavadam to indicate to us in the Vedic times what was the principle of giving charity. That is what is more important to understand. Without knowing these things, simply seeing what's going on in the world and thinking that this is all charity, 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 everybody is saying that, and doing charity will not help. That's what Krishna is pointing out to us. So useful things like that in a particular day, like Shastram says, Purnami day, Sankraman days, Amavasi, all these things are considered to be auspicious for giving charity. And Shastram also says that. So, who has to be given? And whoever is in need of that. And to them, if it is given, knowing very well they need it, because it's theirs. We are holding it back. That's what it is. They understand. It's theirs. They should have it. And if you do in that way, and dhanam or charity, it is not for our benefit, then knowing very well that they are benefited from that, they need it, it's theirs, with that understanding, that is what Krishna is saying. Desham kalecha patraja. Desha kala patram means that. Time when it is given, that is kalam. Patram is important. Who is receiving it? And patram and desham, place. All these things are considerations for that. That requires some common sense to make that decision, isn't it? So, so even there is a, in Shastram, there is some reference to that, to make us understand dhanam properly. Sometimes they say that from dhanam, abhimanam should not come. That I have done so much charity and the pride behind it. I'm thinking that I've done all these things, that should not happen. That is what Krishna is warning here. Therefore, the best patram is the thief. Suppose somebody has come to your house and stolen something. You won't have any abhimanam on that, would you? There won't be any dambham from that. Because you didn't invite him, he has come and taken it what he needs. He has picked up what he wants from you and has gone away. What he wants, he has taken it from you. He has selected it and selectively he has taken what he wants from you. So, therefore what you have to do, if you find that thief later, they catch him, give him a dakshina also for taking it away. That's the way, that is the understanding. This is of course the jokingly said like this, but the principle is that we are holding something what is not ours.
we are getting rid of it from our side, because we know that it will all end up otherwise. Whatever we have done like that in this world, eventually it will bring distress in some other form in life. You can observe yourself, many, many rich people, very wealthy people, they have done some charity and all that, but because they accumulated more than what was necessary to live in this world, they had to face that music sometime or the other in later in life. That is the, that's the way material nature works. Because, therefore, deshe kaleja patreja, Krishna says. And therefore, knowing these three things, desham kalam patram, and diyade anubhakarini dadavyam yandhanam. So such a dhanam, what is performed in that way, is sattvyam. With all this understanding, if it is executed, it is satyam. Let's look at the rajasam now.
Yattu pratyupakarartham phalam uddishya vapunam diyate cha parikleshtam taddanam rajasamspradam yattu pratyupakarartham phalamuddishy vapunam diyate cha parikleshtam taddanam rajasamspradam.
You will slowly start realizing the difference between sattvikam and rajasam in everything. And it's a way to understand where the difference is between sattvikam and rajasam. Is it not? Sattvikam has its own ways of doing things and rajasam has its own way of doing things. Look at this. Yattu pratyupakarartham. Yattu dhanam pratyupakarartham kaletu ayamam pratyupakarishyari. Idi evam artham phalam va asya dhanasya me bhavishyari. Adrishtam idi tad uddishya punadiyadeja parikrishtam kheda samyuktam tad rajasam smritam. Krishna is saying, sometimes you put pressure on people and take charity from them. And that means the person who has given with a half-hearted way. He does not want to give it, but the whole circumstances and the situation is such that it has created this pressure on the people. Whatever it may be, it develops pressure and he is helpless about it, and the organizers have organized in such a way that they have learned how to put pressure on the people and they have to part with their... And when any dhanam is performed like that, that is rajasam. That is rajasam. When it's nice to read Bhagavad Gita sometimes and to look at the world. And then you enjoy it more than the, and we think that we are all properly situated, aren't we? So that's where it's more interesting. Yattu pratyupakarartham. Krishna is saying that if I give it, the person who is giving is thinking, what will be the benefit if I give it from this? What do I get from that? He says that I will have some benefit. I'll be recognized there by the person who has received the charity. And sometimes you say, maybe the results will come later, not now. It may come later. All this kind of things is rajasam, he says. He says rajasam. So, therefore, see, thinking that if I give something, I'll get something later. With this understanding, if you give charity, it is rajasam. If you give charity, it is rajasam. So sometimes people say, if you give 10, it will come in, 10,000 will come back. So all the people talk all these things, isn't it? Especially among the Indian community, it is very much spoken in that way. You give 10 rupees, it will come back. Like Sudama had so many, he gave you only some flat rice. See what has come back from. This is all rajasam and tamasam it is. It's not satyam. Satyam is what Krishna is saying there in the last words. You hand over, it is not yours. Idam na mama, it is theirs. It's all happened, but due to some prarabdham, it has come into my hands. I must get rid of that. With that understanding, if it is done. Or sometimes they will say, you get a lot of pious activities. Pious results will come from that. Or you will go to heaven. Things like that. With all always some motive attached to that. That kind of charity and I mean is expecting results from that, it is Rajasam. Any results expected and charity given, if any subtle level, very subtle level, even such a desire comes through the mind, any thought wave even come through that, it will be something good for me for the future. With that thought, if you have done that, it is Rajasam. Therefore, you can observe this important thing. When Krishna mentioned this earlier, in the 17th verse, when he talked about tapasa also, he said, Abhala Kankshibir. That is the message he wants to get through to us. Abhala Kankshibir. Without expecting anything, no results. Don't want any results. We have got too much results. That is the problem now. Wants to get out of all these things. So, Abhala Kankshibir Yukte, he said there. And in this verse also, he is saying, Yattu Pratyubhagarartham Bhalam Uddishya Vapuna. That if you have that any expectations from there, I will get something out of it and I am giving for that purpose, gone. It is not dhanam, it is rajasam. Krishna is saying it is rajasam. So sometimes we give saying that, oh, it may come useful for him or some worldly purpose. When we give, we say that, oh, it will be of some benefit to some people and that's all I am giving. Or in other words, with expectation of results from that. So this is what you find mostly. Most of the charity in the world will fall into this category, which is done in this way, which is done in this way. Rajasam it is. Most of the category in this world. So while saying this, I have to also mention that in the olden days, for this reason only, people won't come if you invite people to come for the charity. Because they know very well that the person who is giving charity, he has a motive behind it. That is why he is giving the charity. And therefore, it was very difficult to get a Brahmana to come and accept the charity. They won't come to accept the charity. Those days, of course, cows were given, gold was given, but you won't get anybody to receive that. Because properly trained in the Vedic culture, they will not accept. You see, they will not accept it. Two things they will avoid. One, accepting charity. Second one, priesthood. Two things. Priesthood and charity, both they will reject. First class Brahmanas. Among the Brahmanas also there are categories. First class Brahmanas who have studied Vedam properly and Shastram properly, these two things they will avoid. They will avoid. And it is a big misunderstanding in the society, general society, that Brahmanas are meant for priesthood. Is it not? Purohityam, Purohita's work. And there are many people who have misunderstood it that way. That Brahmanyam is for Purohitam, to become a Purohit or a priest. It is for that purpose I have taken to this business of, but properly, if you know these things, properly highly trained in the Vedic, studying the Vedam, Shastram and all that, they won't even know how to do a simple puja. They won't know how to do it. They won't know it because they have not taken to Vedic study of Vedam for the sake of livelihood. That's a big difference, sake of livelihood. What we think about them is that, oh, because he has studied Vedam, Shastra and everything, he will know everything, how to do the puja, how to do the homam, yagam and everything. But first class Brahmanas who have studied Vedam properly, they won't even know these basic things or how to do a puja properly. And now you see in our society what's going on, what's happening now, that as soon as you become get a thread, you want to become a priest, Hindu priest. You want to get that job, isn't it? And then look for the market where is the money to be made. Can you imagine how things have degraded to that level? It has completely made a mockery of the Sanatana Dharma, Vaidya Dharma. Vaidya Dharma is very dignified way of spiritual life. It is not to be brought into this standard. And therefore, among them there is competition. Among these priests, so in the way, that he is my client or somebody else is my client, if they have any marriages
or any other birthday ceremony, whatever that is, as my client. And they fight each other, oh, you've taken away my client from my hand. So even they who studied the Vedam, they only know how to chant the Vedam, the Vedic hymns, how to chant the Vedic hymns. They will only go if they are invited for reciting the Vedam, Veda Parayanam, while reciting the Veda Parayanam. And they are people who had every day in their life Sandhyavandanam, that is the three times they have Aupasanam, and Brahmayajnam, Vaishudevam, Agnihotram, so many things they have to execute in their daily life. They did all these things and they maintained their life in this world. First class Brahmanas they were. First class Brahmanas who maintained all this in their life. Only thing, if you invite them, they will only come if they have to chant the Vedam. They will come for that. And if you give anything, dakshina for that, they will take it, or sometimes even they may not accept that. So, because of this, life was always very, very austere for them. They had no other income. Life was very, very austere. But they were great tapasvis. They performed their tapasya in the perfection, to the perfection. So, and they never took to this paurohityam. Paurohityam means priesthood. They never took to the priesthood. Paurohityam rishyati yena durmadihi, says Puranams, it says like that. If you go for this priesthood, you will lose your spiritual purity. You will lose that if you go for priesthood. It is warned about priesthood. Many, many Brahmanas, first class Brahmanas, if you had seen them, they will not accept this priesthood business. Priesthood is a low class business. It is not a good thing. There is no spiritual potency involved in that. So therefore, they know that their tapasya, what they have achieved through their austerities and penances in life, and through performing all these, all these daily life, routine activities, what they did in their life to get that spiritual strength, they will lose all that by engaging in priesthood. This is unknown to the world, is it not? Most of the people are not aware. So generally people start thinking, they keep asking, are you a Hindu priest, or you can do you do all these things, and they think that you will be probably tempted by all those things, isn't it? So such people, because they knew they lose their tapasya austerities, and they also knew that if you show their hands to get money from somebody else, they will say that their anushtanam will be affected by that, and they were frightened about it. Such was their strength inside them, the faith in the Shastram and faith in the Shastric injunctions. And therefore their Sandhyavandanam, Aupasanam, Brahmayajnam, Vaishudevam, Agnihotram, things what they had to do every day, they performed that very rigidly, and they lived in that state, instead of becoming a priest. Only those who didn't have that strength of spiritual life, they took to this priesthood. But society needs that class also, isn't it? When we need one, we can hire one to do what we want them to do and pay some dakshina. And they also bargain, they bargain and you bargain, and all other things happens from that. So, in the Sanatana Dharma, we are only, in that parambara, if you look at it, that in the books, in the history books and all that, you are only seeing the one side of it. This side is never spoken. Have you noticed that? When history is, books are written, and it is taught in the schools, they will write this bad side of the Sanatana Dharma's history. They will bring, because that's all what they know. They don't know the other side of it. The glorious side of Sanatana Dharma is unknown to them, those people who have written these history books. They haven't got a clue. So when they write the books, they will write these things, which one, this Purohit business and the priesthood. There is only a very small number of them. Of course, that number has increased now. That's another thing. But in the Vedic times, if you look back into the history, you will see proper Brahmana Varnashrama Dharma existed at that time. Brahmana Varnam will not accept this kind of occupation to take money from the public and to make a living out of that. That was completely rejected, and it was considered to be very low class thing to do. Now it is not taken anymore. We have got Brahmanas also, similar Brahmanas and similar customers also.
It goes on like that. So when it came to history book, they started writing about the caste system and all the jati and all other things. And rishis, when they wrote in the Vedam, when they talked about it, that what the rishis have handed over to us in the tradition of Sanatana Dharma, we don't know any of these things. And instead, we wrote such things and created enmity against them, against the Brahmanas and other classes, and we started criticizing, condemning them, and eventually destroyed our own life in that process. It is very easy to create hate among people, isn't it? And the better side of this whole thing, of the Varnashrama Dharmam, and to know that, and the glory of that, all that we lost it. That's what has happened. That is why, even today in India, the younger generation, they haven't experienced that glorious side of the spiritual life. Glorious side of Varnashrama Dharmam or Sanatana Dharmam. What they have been taught is from the schools and colleges, is only all these worse side. The wrong side was presented to them, and when they pass through this education system, when they come out, they start criticizing. They never had the opportunity to experience that. So even in the history, if you look, there is a, like a cancer develops in a body, certain things have happened. This priesthood is one of them. It has developed in that way, priesthood. That is not Varnashrama Dharmam. In Varnashrama Dharmam, priesthood has been given very little importance to it. Importance is based on those Brahmanas who are studying the Vedam, Shastram, and practicing their daily life based on the Shastram. They were given the honor and the respect, not to the priest. But instead, they have turned the whole thing in such a way and given the knowledge to people that, oh, Brahmana means he is a priest. Brahmana doesn't mean he is a priest. Where is this idea coming from? It is due to misunderstanding of the people who have written these books. So, just like in the body, if there is any growth or tumor, you cut that part off. That's what we have to do. And if it has grown in a negative way, and you have to do the surgery and take it out. So, this priesthood is one of them. You have to do the surgery and remove it from the body in the similar way. So it is because it was protected in that way, due to the strength of the Brahminical culture, and how much austerities and tapasya they have performed in their life, and they strictly living their life based on the Shastram, that is why this Sanatana Dharma was protected for such a long period of time. Otherwise it couldn't have survived. It's due to the strength of those. So whatever it may be, in all Varnam and Ashramam, Krishna is saying here, Tapas is necessary. They perform their penances. In all Varnam and Ashramam, they perform their penances with this understanding. And they were proud of their Varnam and their Dharmam, what they have performed. So, more than working for the results, and it was more of a service to the Supreme Lord. So, anything that is done in that way, as a pleasure to please Krishna, if you do these things, like the way Krishna has spoken here, that dādavya vidiyat dānam, dīyade anivakārini, deshe kāleja pātreja, tad dānam svatiyam spradam. If it is executed in sattvagunam, it pleases Krishna. That is the goal, to please Krishna, because you are following him, what he says, isn't it? That pleases Krishna. So, in this way, that it has to be given, and in that understanding, it is given. Not forced upon anybody, but it is done purely on this understanding of Taddhanam Satyam Spradam. And, like you can see, in the Kathopanishad, if you look, you will see there, Najiketa's father, he gives in charity. You can ask there what Najiketas is asking and what his father told him, isn't it? So he says there, I have to give all this in charity, he says. And I have to give cows and so many I have to give in charity, he says to Najiketas. He says to Najiketas, why are you asking this question, he said. Look at that understanding. It has to be given, he said. So sure he was inside. Similarly, that people will say in these days that, giving so much in charity is difficult, but we will assume something else. Instead of giving a cow, we'll give a coconut and give it to them. That's enough. We'll assume that it is a cow and give it to them. So that means you are changing the shastram, to twist it according to your... So twisting the shastram to suit your own convenience and doing things like that is called a parikleshtam. See that word Krishna used? Diyadeja parikleshtam. Parikleshtam means that in your mind you have started interpreting things. You don't want to give it, it is meant to be given, but you don't want to give it. Mind is not allowing that to do it. And you are also analyzing, if somebody has come to receive that charity, that they will also be like that. They will also be like that. So that is what Krishna is explaining here, that twist the shastram to your interest and doing things. He says, Diyadeja Parikleshtam. Parikleshtam means to give things like that. That not based on the shastram, but instead you give a spin on that and give it to them in that way. So here, Krishna says, Diyadeja Parikleshtam Taddanam Rajasam Smritam. If you have started doing that, in Rajasam another thing happens, says, if you give charity in this way, Krishna has pratyupakarartham, expecting some results from that. Bhalamuddishya vapuna, diyadaja parikleshtam. That means you are not giving the right way it should be given. In your mind, something is restricting. You are not free in your heart while giving it. You are feeling some restriction inside. With all that, if you give it, what will happen is, the person who is coming to receive it, he will also come with a lot of greed. You know that? When somebody comes to asking for it, and if you are giving it with hesitation inside, and that is what Krishna is saying there, that or expectation of some results from that person while giving this charity, yat pratyupakarartham bhalam uddishya va puna, then he says, diyadeja parikleshtam. And if you have altered the whole thing, that means what shastram is expecting, that you are not giving it, but instead you have made up your own mind, and tat diyadeja parikleshtam, that Krishna is saying, the person who coming to receive that, he will also come with a lot of greed. With a lot of greed. So, therefore the person who giving won't give it, seeing his greed, and also the wealth, what is being given there also, will become, take different forms. For example, giving umbrella, shoes, and clothes, all these things, you are given, isn't it? You are given. And so you can see when it is changing, when it is done in rajasic nature, you will see that they'll make it as simple as possible while giving that to them. First of all, to give charity in the proper way is very, very difficult to understand that. That's what Prabhupada has written there also. You give the money in this way so that you can get out of all these problems. But underlying principle is this, that not to expect anything in return. Yat pratyupakarartham bhalam uddishya va puna. That if you are expecting results and you are giving charity, that's rajasam. That is rajasam. Secondly, he says, diyadeja parikleshtam. While giving it, the heart is not fully with it. You are inside, you are feeling, should I give so much? I'll hold back a little bit or something like that. All that is rajasam. All that is rajasam. So, and then in big occasions, when they give it, there will be a videographer or a photographer to take the photos of I'm giving the charity. And then you won't even give what you are giving to the videographer and photographer. Even that money, you won't give it to this man who is taking the charity from you. So you can imagine how complicated the whole situation is, isn't it? And not what else. While giving the charity, he will be very tight with the money. Then he will go and spend 100,000 pounds on the marriage. Big celebration. Marriage. This is the society like that. Go and spend 100,000 pounds in the marriage. Invite anyone and everyone and celebrate in a huge scale. All this is against the Shastram. All this is against the Shastram. Unless we go back to Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam, there is one marriage of Kardama Prajavati and Devahuti Devi. Is it not? That is the proper way to get married. Shastram is saying to us. Not this big show, what we do today. Where he says there, when that was the Adyo Vaivahiko Vidhi. Adyo Vaivahiko Vidhi. First Vivaham, according to the Vidhi, was done by Kardama Prajapati to Devahuti Devi. In the third canto, you can see that. Who were there? There was no party. The bridegroom had nothing. He was living in the forest underneath the tree. Daughter, the bride, Swayambhu Manu's daughter, Shadruva Devi, brought her. And when she got married, there was not even a house to live. And Kardama Prajapati, Narada Maharshi has spoken to them about Kardama Prajapati's glory, isn't it? Who he is. Hearing all that, Shadruva Devi wanted to, Devahuti Devi wanted to marry Kardama Prajapati. And Shadruva Devi, that is Devahuti Devi's mother, she was a little bit upset. How is my daughter, who lived like a princess in the palace, going to manage this life in the forest with Kardama Prajapati? So Devahuti Devi says to her mother, don't worry about me. I will live in this forest with Kardama Prajapati because I know who Kardama Prajapati is. And Swayambhu Manu, therefore what he did after the marriage was over, they didn't stay there very long. Immediately, Swayambhu Manu and Shadruva left the place because Shadruva started crying, seeing the situation. How this person is going to look after my daughter? This was her concern, like parents have that concern. Is it not? But there he says, Shukha Brahmarshi says in the Bhagavatam, Adyo Vaivahiyo Vidhi. Never a marriage has happened like this, he says. That is properly marriage. How Vedam talks about that. If you look into the Puranam, these are the examples what we see. But instead we have made it completely a different lifestyle now, isn't it? So, Parikrishtam. That means, Parikrishtam means cost cutting. Cost cutting. But that cost cutting won't be for the videographer or photographer. If you don't pay him, you won't come. But where will you do the cost cutting? While giving the charity. It will end up there. Cost cutting comes there, isn't it? So, Vaidhika Vritti. So, then that person who is receiving, he is observing all these things. And his greed is such that he is not getting what he wants. And he will curse you and go. And he will take the receive the charity and he will curse you and then he will go after that. So, so when it comes to the matter of dharmam, execution of dharmam, all these shastram, we bring it into it. We bring the shastram into it. So that is what generally what Krishna is referring to in one word, Parikrishtam. Parikrishtam means that. Parikrishtam means that. So, Parikrishtam is that. So here, that means you are doing things. You're not happy about doing that. And you have many reservations about it doing that. That is all Parikrishtam. So, Krishna says, Diyadeja Parikrishtam. See that word? Diyadeja Parikrishtam. Let them do whatever they have to do. And that is what it is expected from us. That's what is expected from us. So, there Krishna says here, that this problem is everywhere. It's not in one place. If you go to many, many temples in India, you will see this problem that you want to go there, there is this fundas or priests who are there around and they will they will demand from you the money, isn't it? It's not a good system, but what can be done? And one example, when one went to visit one temple like this, that the pandas are so strong. It is everywhere. Jagannath Puri is there. In Kali temples in Kolkata, it is there. In Vrindavan also, you will find there. In so many big temples, which were at one time, were looked after and maintained very well when these things were not happening. But now, due to the change in times, they also, you can see when people become very stressed out when they go to the temple, into such temples. They get very stressed out. Because when you go there, you have to deal with these people who are like a... So because they want the wealth, they want the money. And they want that. So, so they won't allow you to have a peaceful experience of inside the temple. And some places, only if you pay, you will get through. You will get through. So, because of that greed inside. So, if you can give it according to their greed, and if it is not possible, you have to give so that, you don't leave that place in a hurting people. Because sometimes, I remember one instance, somebody came and he had spent a long time in America. And he came back to the village, and there was it was very crowded in the temple to go inside. So he went inside, and due to somebody helped him to get in through the crowd and all. So when he came out, he said, "Thank you," he said. So the person, he said, "I've taken all this trouble to get you inside. You are just telling me a thank you." Going, "Thank you and all won't do," he said. "Need something more than thank you." He said to that person. He said, so this is the thing is that that giving up is the principle behind it. Not to hold back. So dhanam has got a power like this. That means if somebody has very lot of greed, and if you can fulfill that greed that person has got, that after all his greed also has a limit, is it not? So, and if you got the money to pay, give that, finish up that greed. If you don't have that, you at least you have to know, recognize that the greed is inside that person. And so, if you pay him, or if you fulfill that greed, then he, at least after that, he will do the things for some time in a proper understanding, in a proper mood. Particularly, we can see when you go to these places where Shraddha ceremony is performed, Pitrakarmam is performed. There, after Shraddham is performed, they will look at you and they will ask you how much you are going to give. And then they should not end up in bargaining each other. You have to give, if extra has to be given, it should be given so that they do not feel dissatisfied. They don't feel dissatisfied. That is what Krishna is referring to as deshe kalecha patrecha. Even because that is the places generally people have to deal with this kind of situation. So, all this is basically rajasam. After that, Krishna is talking about in the next verse, what is dhanam in tamasam. In tamasam, which we will look at it in a few minutes.
Chedo darpanamarjanam bhavamaha dhavadni nirvavanam shreyakaitava chandriya vidaranam vidhyavadhu jivanam anandam budivardhanam pradivada purnamradaswadanam sarvatna suvanam varam vijayate shri krishna sangeetanam nanamagari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpidani nilasmarane nakala एतादृशीतमकृपा भगवन् ममाभि हृदैव मीदृशमिहाजनिनानुरागाः तृणादविषणीजेन करोरवी सहिष्णुना अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तनीय सदा हरि न धनं न जनं न सुन्दरीं कविदां वा जगदीशकामये मम जन्मनि जन्मनीश्वरि भवदात् भक्तिरहै दुगि त्वयि अयि नन्द च किङ्करम् पतिदामं शमे भवाम्बुदो कृपया तव पादपङ्कजस्थितदोली सदृशं विचिन्तयाम् नयनं गलदश्रुधारयाम्
vadanam gargadarudhaya gira kulagayam jidam kadavavu tavannam grahane bhavishyade yugaidam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayidam shunyayidam jagal sarvam govinda grahane ashlishya vapadaradam vinashtumam adarshanam armahadam karotuva yadha tadava vidadadulambado matpranathastuna evana paryam.
So in this while talking about sattvikam dhanam, Krishna says dadavyam idiyat dhanam diyade anupakarine deshe kaleja patreja taddhanam sattvikam smradam. So while performing, executing charity or dhanam in sattviyam, one should know these things. Desham, kalam, patram and diyade anupakarine. That is what makes that sattviyam. And then in the next verse, Krishna mentioned, yattu pratyupakarartham phalam uddishya vapuna diyadeja pariklishtam taddhanam rajasam smrutam. The rajasic way of performing charity. Pratyupakarartham, expecting results from that. Then phalam uddishya vapuna and diyadeja pariklishtam, that with all sorts of reservations, when one gives in charity, taddhanam rajasam smrutam. These two things we have seen. So, using charity for some purpose, with some expecting some results or for some purpose, that is rajasam. Then, next one, Krishna is saying, what is tamasam? Is it not? Adesha kale yad dhanam abhatrebhyascha diyade asalkritam avajnatam tattamasamudahritam adesha kale yad dhanam abhatrebhyascha diyade asalkritam avajnatam tattamasamudahritam adesha kale yad dhanam abhatrebhyascha diyate asalkritam avajnatam tattamasam udahritam tattamasam udahritam. So Krishna is saying that the charity performed at an impure place at an improper time to unworthy persons or without proper attention and respect is said to be in the mode of ignorance. Said to be in the mode of ignorance. Adesha kale yad dhanam apatrebhyascha diyade asatkritam avajnatam tattamasam udahritam. So, this rajasa dhanam, charity given in rajasam. Sometimes we give the charity, for example, in the Ayurveda, there is a system that some diseases, the physician knows that it has come for one reason only, that there is no treatment for that. There is no treatment for that. Certain diseases like that. And they are saying that this illness will go if you give it in charity. Just get rid of, give it in charity. And that is rajasa dana. Rajasam it is. For certain diseases, they do this. So, when that charity is given, suppose someone is very ill and there is treatment, a lot of treatment was done and it didn't work. But the physician will know that because they also have tapas. They also know there are people who had this understanding in them properly. So they know that this person may have been very holding on to his wealth without giving it to the right place, to the right people. So in that situation, what they will advise them is that you invite somebody and give it in charity to them. Because through treatment, it won't get cured. That disease won't get cured. So in that situation, they will invite sometimes brahmanas to come and to receive the charity. So generally they will invite those brahmanas, for example, sometimes
there are Brahmanas who are alone. They don't have a family or anybody, and they may be willing to accept something in charity from others. And but they also know that you are handing over your karma to somebody and want to free yourself from that, from which you are suffering, isn't it? So this is called Ugra Pratigraham. This receiving charity, Dhanam Pratigraham. Pratigraham it's called. Pratigraham means this, receiving this charity. Dhanam is the one who is receiving, that is Dhanam. The one who is receiving, that's Pratigraham. What he is receiving is Pratigraham, isn't it? So, because this Pratigraham is a problem, that when you are receiving that Pratigraham, in the Brahmana's occupations it is mentioned there, Pratigraham, isn't it? Yajanam, Yajanam, Dhanam, Pratigraham. It's mentioned as one of his occupations. Six kinds of Shalkarma, Nipano, Vipra. Vipra, Brahmana's duties, out of the six ones, Pratigraham is one of them, isn't it? So, but when such instances, if it has to be given to a Brahmana, it should be knowing very well the person who is giving it, because there is a motivation behind it, that I want to free myself from the illness. And therefore the person who is receiving has to be more careful while receiving it. This transacting money from one person to another person has a lot of complications with that. The karma that follows from that, one has to be frightened of that. When you take money from anybody, one should be frightened of that. It is only going to cause problems. And therefore, all Shastram will warn us that you should give more to it than taking from that, to come out of that problems. And that no way you are allowed to use that for your survival in this world. Because that way there will be no tapasya in that person. That is what Krishna is also mentioning here. That asal kridam avajnyadam, Krishna says. In situations like that, asal kridam avajnyadam, then the person is in thinking, when it is being given to him, is it coming from a proper source? That question will come in his mind, one who is receiving it. And sometimes if you are giving it to somebody with avajna, avajna means disgust, in a disgusting mood, you give something to somebody, that means without any salkaram, without proper following the etiquette. And therefore, in all these, generally, when majority of the people in this world, when do they do this? This charity, most of the people on a normal level, when do they do the charity? They do the charity in occasions like marriage or Shraddha ceremony and things like that, is it not? So in all those places, one has to be extremely cautious that if you have to give something, not to feel, that person should be, even if he is greedy, he should live with a happy face. He shouldn't live with a in a grumbling mood, grumpy mood. He shouldn't leave. You should not let him go in that way. But what's happened now is, these people go to these holy places for Pitrakarma, is it not? For Shraddha ceremony. So they have made an association themselves together, all the pandits. They made an association together. And the government, and among them also, there is groups, different groups. So what the government says to them, that look, we will give you, any one of you, the authority to do this, but we will auction it every year. Your right to perform this karma, we will auction it, they are saying. Government. What the government can do? These people are fighting all the, giving help to the public who are coming there to do it. Times have changed. Life has become difficult for them also. They are also feeling the pressure in life. And that is why this Paurohityam from first class Brahmanas don't expect that. They will not do it. Who have come to do it are those ones who could not maintain their Brahmanyam properly in life. So they have taken to this profession. They have come to that. So having come there,
And they will deal with the public in such a way that they will tell you that I have to give so much money to the government for this. In all places you will see this happening. And sometimes the people do not know what is going on within the circles, isn't it? So in this happens even in, I've seen in Banaras, I've seen this in Gaya, and many places like that, this happening. So when you go there, when you come out from there, you don't feel very happy about it, what you have. But still you go, because you feel, the mind is telling you have to do it. So, and they will bargain, and they'll make sure they get there, and the whole thing becomes very difficult. So, anyway, and there will be agents in between. That's also there. Between those pandits or purohits who are doing that, and you, those who are done to do, come to do this, there is in between, there are some agents who also needs a cut for himself. So, whole thing. So, and if he doesn't get his share, he will also shout. And that's what Krishna is referring here, asal kridam. The whole thing is so rubbish, Krishna is saying. Asal kridam. It's all done in a very disgusting way. Altogether. The purohit, the commission agent, and the one who had come to do this ceremony. All together. Asal kridam, Krishna is saying that. Asal kridam, avajnanam. That's what it is. Avajna. And the interesting thing is that when you're performing the Pitrakarmam, that we are in our Sangalpam, we have this mantram, if you look, you will see they are mentioning there, that we are expecting this Brahmana to act on behalf of the Pitradevadas, isn't it? They are representing the Pitradevada. And we are looking at them with a this disgusted mood, and we are giving it to them. So you can imagine, the whole ceremony becomes a total farce. Totally false. What can you do? It is still going on, but it has lost its sanctity. What it was meant to be done in the way it was done. So, and sometimes this happens in the society due to the time and the conditions today. While living, they didn't look after the parents. After their death, they are frightened. Will they come haunting me later? For not looking at that guilt inside. Will come back and start haunting us, isn't it? And then you are going and doing this shradham seriously because of the fear. Oh, will they haunt me later that I didn't do? That is the guilt inside, isn't it? So, asal kridam avajnanam. So, if you look there, you will see that those whom you invite for pitru shradham and all that, when you invite them, you have to, manusmriti, Manu says this, that you have to invite them with a lot of respect. With a lot of respect and honor. You have to invite them. In other words, he says that they should be very qualified as well. because those who have not studied the Vedam properly, if you invite them for doing, because priests don't have to study Vedam, isn't it? All you have to do is to do this Pauyohityam. That doesn't require the Vedam. So, he's saying there that if you invite people who are for that purpose, there are some problems. What can we do? Because they will know, you know, when they do that kurcham. Kurcham means that with darbhagras, they commit together and put that on the finger, pavitram, what they call it. They put it and they will use it and they're supposed to throw it away. But what they do, they'll take it off and put it on somebody else's hand again, which is not allowed. So all these things that... There are so many things which are not interesting to us because one thing if you understand, first class brahmanas won't come. That's all you have to know. So if you are not getting that brahmana, proper brahmana for doing that, what Krishna is saying here, that while doing that, your sangalpam inside, at least if that is pure, that you will not have such strong reactions from that. Krishna saying the sangalpa. Therefore, that is why he mentioned there that when he mentioned this with tapasa also, he said, abhala kamshudurite. That is the most powerful message coming from this. Abhala kamshudurite.
Satyagam Parichakshade. Earlier he said, when you do perform penances, abhalakamshiri, no expectation of results. And similarly here also, in the case of Dhanam also, yattu pratyupakarartham, phalam uddishyavapana, diyadeja parikrishtam, it should not turn into rajasam or tamasam. Instead, it should remain as satyagam. And how will that be satyagam? Dadavyam idiyat dhanam. That it is dadavyam. It is meant to be given and I am giving it. It's meant to be given, therefore I am giving it. It's not meant to be kept, it's meant to be given. It's not mine. As they say, idam na mama, idam na mama. So that is why organizations, when they do charity, they will make announcements, isn't it? They'll make announcements. And then, the big temples sometimes, you see, they're doing this. They'll say, we'll be performing this charity in the temple, giving clothes and prasadam and everything. And they'll tell everyone to stand in a line, in one line. And if you have received once, and if you come back in the line again, say, oh, you've been there before, haven't you? You got it already, move away now from the line. They will say it to you. So, all that is asatkritam. All that is asatkritam. That he is coming in a very, very unhappy state. That's why he has come, isn't it? He's coming more than in a pitiable state than a dog. That is how he has come to receive that charity. And at that time, if you treat him like that, Krishna says that is tamasam, avajnanam. That is why when they come to take prasadam, or when they come and to receive something, they should think, those who are organizing it and managing it should think that they have come because Krishna has come. Through them, who is receiving this? Krishna is receiving that, isn't it? If we do not have that concept inside, and if we start treating them badly, then that is tamasam. Waste of time. Tamasam. It is tamasam udaharadam. Krishna is saying like that. So, for tamogunam, because of tamogunam, desham, time, place, all these things is not important for him. Those who are in the tamogunam. And they will do wherever they like. Abhatre, Krishna says, abhatre vishya diyate. They don't know whom to give it even. And he will call for those people and people who are have got enough, and he will give it to them. That is also tamasam. Patram is not chosen properly. Inviting people, those who have got enough, and you are giving them charity. That is tamasam. Or you may give it to somebody, they will go and use that wealth for some wrong purpose. That is also tamasam. That is why Prabhupada is writing that. You have to be careful when you are giving it to somebody that whether that money is properly utilized or not. That responsibility is on our shoulders. So, tatamasam bhagam. Because if you keep on expanding this, it confuses everybody. It's pretty difficult thing to explain this more in depth because in this world, the whole situation is different. Is it not? So while performing charity also we have to be careful. So all Krishna is saying here that satyagam is preferred and satyagam is with salkaram, with respect to the people who are receiving the charity. With respect and with bhakti, give it to them. So, and then most important than anything else is after doing it, we have to learn to forget it. That you have done that. That's important. To do it and then to forget about it. That is satyagam. So, they say what you do with the right hand, the left hand should know that, isn't it? They say like that, isn't it? So, if it is not done like this, what will happen is, Andaryami inside, he will take a photo of all these things and keep it. We will arrange all the photograph for everything, videograph for everything to take the photo. But because of all these things, what Andaryami will take the whole photograph and he will keep it inside. Means further problems later. So that is why this is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita that Shraddha, once we come to spiritual life, whatever we are doing, it is not for recognition or name or fame in this world. It's our own clearing our debts in this world. That way, karma vasana won't build up inside, and freedom from that karma. It is our sinful activities and karma has created this body, is it not? Prarabdha shariram it's called. It's come from prarabdham. And instead of creating more prarabdham, it is better to free ourselves from holding on to that, is it not? After saying that, Krishna is saying something more important. Adesha kale apunya deshe mlecha shuchyadi sankirane akale punya hedutvena aprakhyade samkrandyadi visheshadahide apatrebhihi cha murkha taskaradibhyo deshadi sambatto va asalkradam priya vachanam pada prakshalana pujadi rahidam avajnanam patra paribhavayuktam yad dhanam tat tamasam udakhridam. That's all about tamasam. Yajna dhana tava pravrdinam sar gunagaranaya ayam upadesha uchyate. So, after saying this, Krishna is saying that this yajnam, out of this now we have spoken about everything. Isn't it? Aharam devada, aharam yajnam dhanam tapas. Five things Krishna spoke about in this chapter. Devada, aharam yajnam dhanam tapas. Out of these five, devada and aharam is within our control. If you are determined, you can do it. Devada and aharam. If you are determined, if you are rigid about that. But the other things, yajnam, dhanam, tapas. In these three things, Krishna is saying here, how to purify them better. How to make it better, which is already requires more purification. It is these three requires more purification. For example, aharam, you can purify to a large extent by offering it to Krishna, by making it prasadam. You can make it. It's a very higher, making it prasadam means most of the problems with aharam has gone. Problem with aharam has gone by making it as prasadam. And if we take a vow not to eat anything else outside prasadam, then you are protected to a very high degree. And devada we have discussed before, where it is coming from, devada. But the other three, yajnam, dhanam and tapas, there is a little problem because they are also dependent on others. Is it not? Yajnam, dhanam, tapas. So how that can be purified better, Krishna says a solution for that in the next verse. If you look, that you will see that. Verse 23.
Om tat sat iti nirdesho
brahmana
strivitha smritam brahmana stena vedascha yajnyascha vihita pura. Om tat sat iti nirdesho brahmana stadvitha smritam trivitha smritam brahmanastena vedascha yajnyascha vihita pura.
Translation: from the beginning of creation, the three words Om, Tat, Sat were used to indicate the supreme absolute truth. These three symbolic representations were used by brahmanas while chanting the hymns of the Vedas and during sacrifices for the satisfaction of the supreme. For the satisfaction of the Supreme. So this is a important thing, this Om Tat Sat. These three words are taken from the Vedic hymns. Prabhupada mentions that in the second paragraph of that verse purport. He says there that Om Idi Edat Brahmano Nedishtam Nama Rigvedam indicates the first goal. Tattvamasi Chandogya Upanishad indicates the second goal. And Sadeva Saumya Masid, it takes from the Chandokyam, it gives the third word. So these three words, Om Tat Sat, that comes from from the Vedam, from the Upanishads particularly, is saying here, Om Iti Edat Brahmano Nedishtam Nama indicates the first goal, Om. And then Tattvamasi, that's where the Tat, Om Tat Sat, that Tat comes from there. Tattvamasi from the Chandogya Upanishad indicates the second goal, and Sadeva Saumya Masid, that is the third one, which comes from the Chandogya Upanishad, indicates the third goal. Combined, they become Om Tat Sat. So, formerly when Brahma, the first created living entity, performed sacrifices, he indicated by these three words the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the same principle has always been followed by disciplic succession. So, this hymn, Om Tat Sat, has great significance. Nowadays also you will see many people, when they write books, they will write the preface or introduction, and at the end they will write Om Tat Sat. Whether they have understood it or not, I don't know, but they are writing it. Om Tat Sat. If you ask them, they will say, oh, Prabhupada has written that, so I am also writing that, they will say. Anyway, Omkaram, Tat Shabdam, Sat Shabdam. That is what these three. Omkaram, Omkaram is Om, Tat Shabdam and Sat Shabdam. They three are from Upanishads. They have come from the Upanishads. So all these three are representation of Brahman. Brahman's representation. Brahman is presented through three letters. So therefore, it is also considered to be the sound of the Vedam. Sound of the Vedam. For example, from the Om, Pranavam, it's called Pranavam, Gayatri has come. Gayatri has come from that. And from Gayatri came Hrika, Yajusa, Samam, Atharvam, these four Vedas. They came from the Gayatri. So therefore Gayatri is called as the mother of the Vedam. Is it not? Mother of the Vedam. So from Om comes Gayatri, and from Gayatri Vedam has come. And therefore Pranavam, Gayatri is addressed as Vedamadava, mother of all the Vedam. And the Brahmana who is studying the Vedam, and many years he has to chant the Gayatri for many years, at Gayatri Upasana, what it is called as. And the meaning of Gayatri is that what is it represents? Pranavam. Pranavam is the original thing. From there Gayatri has come, and from Gayatri Vedam has come, isn't it? So that person who has proper Brahmana, who has properly received that Gayatri initiation, after he had chanted that Gayatri, living the proper life as mentioned in the Shastram, and he realizes that Gayatri within and experiences that Samadhi state within himself, only then that is become perfect for him. He has materialized for him. Therefore they say, Sandhya Gayatri, Trisandhya, the Gayatri has to be chanted, Gayatri in the Pranavam and Pranavam in the Samadhi. That's what they say about that. That means all the three sandhyas, they dissolve in the Gayatri, Gayatri dissolves in the Pranavam, and Pranavam dissolves in the Samadhi state. These are all two subtle things to understand. Those who are, it is expected if you are following that path seriously, that is the principle, the prakriya, or the process is like that. Trisandhya Upasana, Sandhya Upasana, eventually ends up in dissolving in the Gayatri. Gayatri gets dissolved in the Pranavam. Pranavam dissolves, gets dissolves in the Samadhi state. For the Brahmana who is following that life properly, isn't it? So, Yagam, Yajnam, Dhanam, Tapasya, or what we have discussed so far, Aharam. Although all those things may be there in a person, but finally it is called Om Tat Sat. That is what Krishna is saying here. That this, if suppose, Krishna mentioned here, Yajnam, Dhanam, Tapasya, three things he said, isn't it? So, Yajnam, Dhanam, Tapasya, all you may have done it properly, but finally you have to chant Om Tat Sat. Why? Because the reason is that this Om Tat Sat, which represents the Vedam, from Om everything has come. Gayatri came from the Om. In the Gayatri came Vedams, all the four Vedas. So instead of chanting the Vedic hymns completely, we don't have that time and opportunity for that. But Krishna is saying, if you chant this Om Tat Sat, it has covered the all this, every tapasya or dhanam, whatever that is performed, Krishna says that Om Tat Sat should be chanted afterwards. So what it has done is that tadvastu. You see, this is the difficult part. The when we talk about that tattvamasi, Mahavakyam, isn't it? Out of the four Mahavatamatam Brahma, Pratyanam Brahma, then Ahambrahmasmi, Tatumasi. We have spoken about that before. This Tatumasi Mahava came from the Chandogya Upanishad. What is, from where Tat has come. That what it is happening at the very end of the person's education in the Upanishads. Finally, when the spiritual master shows to him that vastu what you are inquiring after is that is inside you, Tat. Isn't it? That's Tat. So that sadvastu, what you are inquiring after, is Tat, that is inside you, Brahman. That Andaryami inside or Atma inside, is that vastu what you are inquiring after. Up to this time, you are inquiring outside. But now a stage has come due to purification. He has started, inquiry has gone very detailed, and seriously inquiry happened through Shravanam, Mananam, Vidhyasanam. And he has come to that stage that he has inquired and reached that state where he is seeing that truth inside. At that time, spiritual master reveals to him, if you will read through Upanishads, you will see this, that sadvastu what you are inquiring after is tat. That's that sadvastu. So that sadvastu, what he is pointing out, has to be experienced inside as sadvastu. That tadvastu has to be experienced as sadvastu. That's how Upanishads are spoken. So, therefore, these three states of experience, Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti, all three of them is nothing but an expansion of the letter Om, Pranavam. Pranavam's expansion. Tad Anya Ubakhyanam, Shuri says that. It is a Vyakhyanam, or it's a commentary on that, because Pranavam, or Om, the letter Om, is our Swarupam. What is Pranavam? Pranavam is nothing but this presence of the Atma inside. Presence of Atma inside. And only after Abhisandhanam, Krishna will mention this in the next verse, only after keeping that in the perspective, all our spiritual work should be conducted. Everything in spirituality should be conducted with that understanding. That Andaryami, who is present inside, is the witness of all our activities in spiritual life. Is it not? It's not that I do something independently, away from Krishna's approval. In all activities, once this Shraddha is built up in a person, through Aharam, Yajnam, Dhanam, Tapasya, Devata, if all these five things, the way Krishna has spoken in this chapter, if one has lived that life and developed enough Shraddha inside, and once that Shraddha has built up inside, Krishna is saying to us that these does not complete with that, it should be closed with this Om Tat Sat. Why Om Tat Sat? Because Krishna is saying to us that Chandogya Upanishad and Raghuvedam, all of them, where this has come from, and they represent three statements. One is Tattvamasi, the Prabhupada has explained there, isn't it? Tattvamasi, that Edat Brahmanam, Omidi Edat Brahmano Nedishtam Nama, Rigvedam indicates the first goal. And Tattvamasi, Chandogya Upanishad indicates the second goal. And Sadeva Saumyamasi indicates the third goal. Combined they become Om Tat Sat. So with this Om Tat Sat, what's happening is that you are closing that your spiritual life with realization, or this realization. It's a realization that is. And that should happen, Krishna is saying to us. That should happen to us. And like we mentioned that these three states of existence, Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti, is nothing but that it's a expansion of our Pranavam or Om. And Tadanya Uvavyakhyanam, Shruti says, it's only nothing but a purport of that. And Pranavam means Om, that is nothing but a manifestation of our own Swarupam. Our own Swarupam. So, recognizing that, only all these things can be done. All these things can be done. What Krishna is saying is, don't do all these things without recognizing this. Which one? Andaryami's presence inside. Abhisandhanam. Krishna uses the word. You can see in the next verse how it comes out. Tad idi anabhisandhaya
ഫലം യജ്ഞാതപക്രിയാഃ ദാനക്രിയശ്ച വിവിധാ ക്രിയന്തേ മോക്ഷകാംക്ഷിഭിഃ തദ് ഇതി അനഭിസന്ധായ ഫലം യജ്ഞതപക്രിയാ ദാനക്രിയശ്ച വിവിധാ ക്രിയന്തേ മോക്ഷകാംക്ഷിഭിഃ.
You can link this verse with all what Krishna has spoken before. Krishna told us before in the previous verses, all this is done not for the benefit of material life. It was all done for what? For liberation, isn't it? To escape from the material existence, not to come back again with another material body. That was the goal behind it. So Krishna is saying, therefore, Krishna addresses in this verse, moksha kankshibi. You can see there. All this is meant for those who have come to spiritual life for self-realization. Not with other interests. It is only meant for those who are looking for self-realization. And that is very, very few in this world. Is it not? Those people, as Krishna says, manushyanam sahasreshu. Kaschir yadha siddhe dhadam abhisiddhanam kaschinmam veti tatvada. So those who are inquiring after Krishna seriously, Atma, seriously, self-realization, they are very, very few. So Krishna says, without desiring fruitive results, one should perform various kinds of sacrifices, penances and charity with the word tat. The purpose of such transcendental activities is to get free from material entanglement. Material entanglement. So keeping that goal, that word tat, says, tadidi anabhisandhaya. 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 Krishna says, without expectation of results. That is the most important thing. Without expectation of results. Reciting this word tad. Tad. That means, Krishna uses the word Bhagavad anabhisandhaya. Anabhisandhaya. That means anusandhana. Anusandhana means that the only goal is self-realization. That means that person who is doing all these things, his goal has to be correct first. If the goal is not right, then all this is not of much use. That's the point Krishna is pointing out to us. That's the thing Krishna is pointing out to us. Remember, Krishna always mentions this. The goal is important. Goal is important. From the second chapter onwards, he is stressing this, isn't it? Yeah. Vasayalpiya buddhi egeha kurunandana. Bahushakhyanandascha buddhayo avyavasayinam. Keeping that in the perspective, you will notice repeatedly Krishna saying this to us, that the goal is more important than the process. Which yoga system you follow is not important. Whether you have the right attitude. That means, for what purpose are you doing, engaging in spiritual life? Is it for material advancement, or sense gratification, or for name, or for fame, or for glory, or for some recognition in this world? If that is all the purpose of all the spiritual life is, then it will not work. It will not work. That is the point Krishna is again stressing this again and again. It has to have the only one and only one goal. Realizing the self, realize who I am, my proper identity, isn't it? So, anything Krishna is saying here, only with that goal, yajnam, tapasya, dhanam, if you do all this, your chitta will get purified. Remember this? Krishna earlier mentioned why this shraddha was necessary for chitta shuddhi, is it not? That was the goal, purification of the chitta. Chitta shuddhi was the goal. For chitta shuddhi, Krishna gave these five ways of doing that through devada, aharam, yajnam, dhanam, tapasya. Five things he mentioned there. But they will be effective, Krishna is saying now. They will be only effective if your desire for self-realization, and if that is the, your mind is fixed on that, or your determination is strong on that. Only then. Instead, if you don't have that, and if you keep doing all these things, Krishna says it won't help. What it will do is, he says, Krishna's point is, if you have that goal very clear in the friend, self-realization, or in bhakti language, if you say going back to Godhead, in Jnanamargam, you will say self-realization. Whichever way you address it, one and the same thing. If that is the goal, and it is for that, keeping that as the goal, and if you are engaged in all these things, yajnam, dhanam, tapasa, aharam, devada, and all other things, Krishna is saying here, it will purify your chitta. Chitta shuddhi will happen. And they are, those people, they are, Krishna calls them as mokshakankshivi. Mokshakankshivi is the one word Krishna has used. Generally the word used is mumukshu. Mumukshatvam. That is the first qualification of a person who has taken the spiritual life. Not to come back here with another material body again. Once for all to pack up and leave from here. That seriousness is necessary. That won't happen easily, isn't it? Durlabham trayame vedal devanugraha hedugam manishyatvam mumukshatvam mahapurusha samshayam. Three things are very, very rare, says in the Viveka Chudamani. That manishyatvam, to get a human body, is a very rare thing. Then, mumukshatvam, to get that intense desire for escaping from here, liberation from this material life, that is a very rare thing. Above all, the most rare thing is mahapurusha samshayam, to come to contact with a realized soul. That is also a very rare thing. Shastram says this, is it not? So from that you can understand that they are not easily available like that. Mahapurusha samshayam is not a very easily available thing, isn't it? So it is in that address Krishna is using here, sat shabdam, that he mentions there. That tadidi anabhisandhaya phalam yajna tapakriyaha dhanam priyascha vivithe priyande mokshakankshibhi. So sat shabdam means atma. So when Krishna uses this word om, or uses the word the sat, om tat sat, all these words are used in relationship with the antaryami, atma, inside. Atma, inside. Practically what Krishna is saying is, these five things also is under the control of that atma, chit shakti, from the chit shakti. So therefore you can see that in the next verse, in what situation Krishna has spoken. Verse 26. Sadbhave sadubhave cha
sadbhave sadubhave cha
sadityedal prayujyate
prashaste karmani tatha
satshaddham partha yujyate
sadbhave sadubhave cha
sadityedal prayujyate
prashaste karmani tatha
satshaddham partha yujyate sadbhave sadubhave cha sadityedal prayujyate prashaste karmani tatha satshaddham partha yujyate. Verse 26. Krishna says that this absolute truth is the objective of devotional service, and it is indicated by the word sat. The performer of such sacrifice is also called sat, as are all works of sacrifice, penances and charity, which true to the absolute nature are performed to pleasure the Supreme Person, O Son of Pritha. So of course another verse is added on to that, these two verses together. So let's understand sat bhava. So what is this sat bhava means? Sat bhava means atma. Atma. See, atma, when God is a word which is used in the religious terminology, isn't it? God, we say, who is your God? You will ask like that. Which God? God, God. It's a very common man's language. Common man's language, you will say God. Shastram won't say like that. Shastram will say atma. Or if you are just a personality, Krishna will say Bhagavan. Or more than that, the actual meaning of that sat, Krishna has used in the Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter itself, isn't it? What did he say? Na sado vidyade bhavo, bhavo vidyade sada, vayoravidashtranam sanayor tattva darshivi. the terminology what the rishis and Krishna likes to use mostly when they want to be precise about it is the word sata. Sata. Why is it called sata? Sata means that what really exists. In Krishna's eyes, none of these are existent. What exists here is only that thing, Atma. Therefore, when they come to very precise situation, when they want to say anything, both the Shastram, Upanishads and Krishna, they will use this word sata. That is, always you will notice when you read Upanishads, and here also, when it came to this a critical situation, Krishna used the word sata more than anything else. He prefers to use the word sat. Sata means that really exists, and that is Atma or Brahman. Different names we give it to that. But sata, Brahman, Atma, Prajna, Jnapti, all this is indicating only one thing, awareness, bodham, consciousness, in other words. Is it not? It is only in the Vedic tradition all these exist. Or everywhere else it's God, finished with the God, isn't it? And God is not something taken so seriously in the Vedic terminology. Jiva, Ishvara, Jagat, it is only in that level God is accepted as a, in that terminology. Otherwise God is, and you can imagine from, see, if you talk about God, you can fight. Who is God, isn't it? You can fight in this world. When it comes to consciousness, can you fight? It is, that's the one thing that is present in everywhere, all the time, and it's only real thing. And that Krishna mentioned that in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, straight away, to convince us to start from there. Because if you start from there, there is no possibility of any kind of arguments to come from that. Nasado vidyate bhava. That thing what existing all the time, everywhere, in everyone. And that is the one thing which do exist. He says, existence is given important, more than the person or who it is. That's not the important thing. The existence, that is the most important thing. And that existence of awareness, awareness inside all of us, all the time, which never, which is present in the Jagrat, Swapnam, Sushupti, in all the three states, which even when we leave this, transmigrate from this body to another, which actually gets moved into another body. Is it not? That presence, awareness, that is what is Krishna refers to as, in our language, God. In our languages, God. So, Krishna is saying here, Sadbhave Sadubhavescha. See the word? Sadbhave Sadubhavescha. That's Sadbhavam. Sadubhavescha. So, everything that will take us close to this awareness and that will develop our this consciousness inside or will show way for us towards the truth, whether it is puja, worship, charity, or any other good things what you may do in this world, studying Shastram, all this is sadhu bhava. Sadbhave sadhu bhavascha. Krishna says, sadhu bhavascha. All these are sadhu bhava. Which one? Deity worship, or puja, what you do at home, or charity, or any other good things, whatever you do. After talking about these five things, which one? Devada. Krishna was a little bit precise about that. Devada, aharam, yajnam, dhanam, tamasya. Five things he has spoken. Now Krishna is saying, sadbhave sadhubhavascha sadhidi edat prayujyade. Whatever it is that is helping us for the getting us closer to that sadbhavam. Sadbhava means pure consciousness state. Our real what we are, is it not? Our pure identity of the self. To, that is where we are proper situated. It's only place where we are safe. In all other place we have to change. If you are identifying with the body, you have to change. If you identify with the mind, you have to change. If you, everything is changing. But all of us, there is one thing which doesn't change. And that is that sadbhava. That sadbhava. So Krishna is saying, all these things, whether it is deity worship or charity or any other good things what you may do in this world, studying Shastram, all these things, that's the sadhubhava. The prayojana or benefit from all this sadhubhava is getting closer to sadbhava. Getting closer to sadbhava. So both in these two different ways, sadbhavam and the meaning as sadbhavam and sadhubhavam, Brahmam is presented, Brahmam is spoken. And those that Jnani or self-realized soul or Brahman-realized person who has Brahman-realized, he says here, that prashaste karmani tatha sad shabdham partham yujyade sad bhave sadhu bhavescha sad idi edad prayujyade prashaste karmani tatha sad shabdham partham yujyade sad shabdham partham yujyade. So this sad shabdham is used in all these things as Brahman realization or sadhu bhavam and so, and also in all the other Vedic sacrifices also, everywhere this Satshabdam is used. Satshabdam is used. Because Krishna started Bhagavad Gita with that Sat word, is it not? I mentioned to you at that time that that word is the word which is the very root of Bhagavad Gita. Sarvadharman Paritejyam is only an injunction to us at the end. But if you look at it from the point of view of what is the message Bhagavad Gita is trying to convey to us, it comes from that verse. Remember that verse. Read through that, you see the translation. No. What question? Yeah. What's the number? 216. Nasado vidyado vidyade bhavo na bhavo vidyade sada ubhayorabhi drishtvandam stanayo tattva darshini. Those who are seers of the truth have concluded that of the non-existent there is no endurance and of the eternal there is no change. This they have concluded by studying the nature of both. Now of course there it is mentioned, concluded that of the non-existent, it says the material body, but it's not only the material body, it includes the world as well. From the Shastra point of view, all this is non-existent. Everything is non-existent, except that awareness inside, consciousness inside. There is no, so it says here, of the non-existent, there is no endurance, and of the eternal, the existent one, which is Atma, Sat, inside, there is no change. This they have concluded. Who? The Rishis have concluded this, studying the nature of both. So, that is what again, bringing Krishna is in another form presenting to us here. That Satshabdam. Again glorifying that Satshabdam. So, Krishna is saying here, that the word Brahmam, or Sadbhave, Sadhubhavesha, Sadhu word, Sadbhavam, all this is pointing out to that one truth, which is awareness or consciousness, what is present all the time in all of us. Look at the look at the next verse, 27.
Yajne tapasidane cha
sthiti sadidhi chochyate
karma chaiva tadarthiyam
saditeva bhidiyate
yajne tapasidane cha
sthiti sadidhi chochyate
karma chaiva tadarthiyam
saditeva bhidiyate. Krishna is glorifying that word Sat again, that awareness inside. Krishna is wanting us to take note of that very seriously, how important that is. That word what he has spoken in the 216, that Nasado Vidyade Bhav, that Sat, the power of that Sat, the word. He says here, Yajnyam Tapasi Dhani Cha Sthitihi. Yajnyam Tapasya Dhanam, all these three things. Sthiti sadhiti chochyate. Not that you do sometime in life. Life should be that. That's what is expected. The life itself should be yajnam tapasa dhanam. Then it is spiritual. And a steadiness in that. Getting a steadiness in that. Not that one day I have done some yajnam and then I left it. Finished. Now I've done what my
my bit and move from there. Because if it is happening in someone, yajnam, dhanam, tapas, all these three things continuously, if it is happening, that is sat. That is sat. That is Krishna is saying here. Though in order that this yajnam, dhanam and tapas, in all of them to develop further, all the karma we do has to become yajnam. All the karma has to become. That means even the karma what we do for maintaining ourselves in this world and whatever we are doing in this world according to our capacity, everything, whether it is agriculture or any other Vaidika karma or Vyaparam business or whatever it may be, including that plus sitting, walking and all other activities, everything, if behind that, in all our activities, if we one has continuous surrender to Krishna, that's required in all these activities. If it is there, Krishna is saying, that is what he is saying here. Yajne tapasi dhanecha sthiti saditi chochyade karma chaiva tadarthiyam saditya vabhidiyade. Krishna is pointing out to us that in all these things, a conscious effort to bring that Bhagavata Dharma into it. Remember? Kayena vaja, manasendriyarva, buddhyalpanava, prakriti subhava, karodi yadyat, sagalam karasmai, narayanayati samarpayami. Recognizing andaryami inside and knowing very well. Remember in the Bhagavatam, they call it as Dravyadvaidam, Bhavadvaidam, Kriyadvaidam. Three things in the Saptamaskandam you will see in the seventh canto. It's the same thing, but spoken in different ways in different places. Primarily, what Krishna is expecting us, all of us, everyone, Krishna is saying, if it has to come to any proper result, your spiritual life, unless it tread through this way, by the way he has spoken here, continuous surrender to Krishna, and continuously recognizing that Krishna is the doer, Krishna is the enjoyer, and as we discussed yesterday, without allowing ragadvesham to develop within. If we that way, if it executed, Krishna says, it is all sattva. It's all done in pure consciousness. It's all done in pure consciousness. That means that if it is done with false ego, I am the doer and I am the enjoyer, then it's gone. Then it is gone, isn't it? So that is why Krishna says this, yattavasyasi kaunteya tal kurushama darpanam, mentions that, isn't it? So yajne tapasi danecha sthiti saditi jochyade karma chaiva tadarthiyam sadithe vabhidiyade, Krishna says here. And in another place you will see Krishna mentions there that yattavasyasi kaunteya tal kurushama darpanam. If you look into another verse. Yalkaroshi, yes, that's right. Yalkaroshi, yad ajnyasi, yad juhoshi, yadasi yal, yad tapasyasi kaundeya, tal kurushama darpanam. It's the same thing. What Bhagavata Dharma we put calls in the Shivan Bhagavatam. Through that verse, kayena vaja, manasendriyarva, udhyalpanava, prakrite subhaval, karodi yadir sakalam parasmai narayanayadi samarpayami. That the same verse, Krishna has brought it here and again he is stressing that same thing. Bhagavadarpanam, surrendering, offering to Krishna. That karmam, when it, that is a little bit more elaborately spoken in the Bhagavatam, in the Saptamaskandam, in the seventh canto, where it is Narada Maharshi, while instructing Yudhishthira Maharaj, mentions this as Dravyadvaidam, Karma Bhavadvaidam, Kriyadvaidam, isn't it? We have seen that. So that is what he says here. If it is done like that, it is all offering to the Andaryami inside. Offering to the Andaryami inside. Otherwise, it is not considered to be surrender. It's not considered, it won't have any benefit, Krishna is saying here. So, Krishna is saying here. So that is all about this verse. And you can see here, one thing is, we have to remember here, is that whatever Krishna has spoken so far in this verse, yajna karmani yasthiti, tapasi yasthiti, daneji yasthiti, sacha sad iti uchyate, vidvabhi karma cha eva tadarthiyam. Yajnam tapas dhanam, when one is executing that throughout life, it is called a sat, isn't it? Not only that, even these three things, yajnam dhanam tapas, it can, even if there is some drawback or some faults while doing that, because these three things are very difficult things and important also. Which one? Yajnam dhanam tapas. In those three things, Krishna is saying, if you chant this Om Tat Sat with a proper understanding of it, then they will also get purified. Which one? Yajnam dhanam tapas will get purified. Krishna is saying like this. Krishna is saying like this. So, those things is important. And then after that, what is the benefit from this? Benefit means that if it is done with the Shraddha, all these things, what will happen? Krishna is saying that. Tatra ca sarvatra shraddha pradanataya sarvam sambhadyate yasmat tasmat. If it is all done in this way, what Krishna has spoken, and if in this way Shraddha has grown in a person, if Shraddha has grown in a person through these five things, we have seen this now in this chapter a lot, isn't it? Many verses Krishna has discussed there, spoke about the five things. And Krishna told us all of them under Satyam, Rajasam, Tamasam, is it not? So if everything is done in Satyam, Satya mode, if all these things are conducted, Krishna is saying, what will come from that? And if it is not done, what will happen? That is the last verse. Ashraddhayahutam dattam tapastaptam kritam chaya asadityuchyade partha najadal pretyano iha. Ashraddhaya hudam dattam tapastaptam kritam chaya asadityuchyade partha najatal pretyano iha. This is very interesting. When we talked about satta and asatta in the second chapter, Krishna told us what is satta and what is asatta, isn't it? Krishna is saying now that all these things, which one, devada, aharam, yajnam, dhanam, tapasya, if all this was not done in with shraddha, that means in satyam state, it is also asat. That's also asat. It's a very difficult thing, isn't it, to expect that in the modern world from people. But then that is why we you can say Bhagavad Gita whatever you may like, but this was the standard expected from the person who comes to spiritual life. This understanding that if we don't change our life in that way, what Krishna is saying to us, thinking that, oh, I've read the book, I've understood everything and walking around is no good. These things has to happen in our own realizations, and it has to happen in our life as well. Krishna is saying to us, Ashraddhaya hudam dattam. If there was no proper Shraddha in everything, all these things were done in Rajasam and Tamasam. Imagine that. He says, that is also asatya. Krishna put the stamp there on that. It's also asatya, he is saying here. So, so therefore, homam, dhanam, tapasya, all these things, he says, Arjuna, it won't be of any use to him. It won't be of any use to him. So therefore, when we do things, if we do something in spiritual life, we must understand the purpose behind it, and we must understand the Shastram properly. Whatever little we are doing in spiritual life. Otherwise,
it's also a waste of time. That's what Krishna is saying. You may do so many things without knowing anything. You are not giving any value to Shastram or Krishna's instructions. Krishna is saying to us, these things are important and we have to follow it. Now, due to our own prarabdham and our own difficulties, we are all in different situations. We may not do everything properly. We may not do everything properly. But whatever we are doing in spiritual life, that should be with this proper understanding. Not to deviate from that. That is the point Krishna is making here. So, because ashraddha means no shraddha, isn't it? Shraddha, again we will repeat this, is not concentration. Normally we will address it as concentration, isn't it? And we must not misunderstand that. Shraddha means your goal you have not changed. That's the Shraddha. That means Krishna told us from the very beginning the goal, self-realization. So only with that goal, if you execute all these things, then it is done with Shraddha. Which otherwise it is Ashraddhaya Hudam Dattam, Krishna is saying. Otherwise it is Ashraddhaya Hudam Dattam. So concentration is not the important thing, but instead that you are executing that with the proper surrender and acceptance of Krishna's shelter, and with the intention that I want to escape from this material life once for all, don't want to come back here again. With this realization inside, if we do these things, Krishna says that is proper Shraddha. There is proper Shraddha there. So, therefore, why we are saying this is, if we chant the holy name, for example, we are chanting the holy name, and after a while we are saying that our mind is not able to concentrate on that. Concentration is not what is expected. What is expected is what Krishna is saying, you depend on me and engage in sadhana. Remember, my yasakta manaparta yogam yunjan madashraya. That ashrayam is more important than your concentration. These two things you have to remember. People will say, oh, I couldn't focus on that. I couldn't chant a few good rounds. People make all these comments, isn't it? Krishna says, I know your situation more than you know about your situation. Krishna understands better than us. He's not a very hard taskmaster like that. What he's saying to us, more than your so-called concentration, what is necessary is, are you surrendered to me? Are you accepting me as authority? Or are you surrendering to me? When Krishna says surrender, it means a big thing. It's not a simple thing like that. So the surrender is the key word here. That's what Krishna is saying. This ashradhayam hudam daptam. That's what he's referring to. If the surrender is there, then, and as far as surrender is concerned, we don't have to ask anybody else to certificate. You will know yourself whether you are surrendered or not. It doesn't require external certification from anybody. It comes from within. So that is why result may come or may not come. You should not worry about that. That's not our problem. And that is not in our hands either. That is in Krishna's hands. But whatever we are doing in this world, in the name of spiritual life, it should be with full understanding what Krishna has spoken so far. Yajnam, Dhanam, Tapasya, everything, it is only for Krishna's pleasure. If you are performing charity with understanding that idam na mama, it's not mine, it's somebody else, I am getting rid of it from me. Similarly, all the tapas austerities for my own purifications. And Krishna has put us in this situation and therefore I am performing these activities. And so, like that, Krishna has spoken. There is not little bit, few more things which we will discuss it next time. Saturday. Yeah. We'll start the 18th chapter also on Saturday. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.